What's poppin'? The Drew and Mike Show is rolling for Wednesday. And today has been it's not been a good day.
No, not at all.
In many different ways, too. A lot of goofy little things, but...
Are you doing okay?
What'd you eat?
I'm really pissed. And it's funny how it seems like everything that happens after what I'm pissed about is giving me more reason to be pissed about what I'm pissed about.
It comes in waves, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. But first, I'll tell you that Facebook Live is brought to you by DeathWishCoffee.com. DeathWishCoffee.com/Drew. Use the code Drew15 at checkout to get 15% off your entire order of Death Wish Coffee. That's DeathWishCoffee.com/Drew. Drew15 for 15% off. And we've had over 1,000 promo codes.
Really?
Yes.
I love you too that much also.
It's great.
I love you too that much also.
I love you too that much also.
I can't believe the way that rolls off her tongue like it's the most normal thing to say.
She's a little high.
True. Anyway, yeah, Death Wish has been awesome. And I heard from Mike Pilkington, who's with Death Wish. He's from Detroit, I think, Riverview.
Great guy.
And Mike said he would like to hear the Harris poll come back. And I didn't get into a lot of detail, but we could probably put a few together. I'd love to do it. It's gotten very hard.
It took Mike Pilkington to do it.
It could.
It's a lot of work.
Oh, boy. Okay, just to briefly avoid... Did she say I love you?
Love you.
Kisses, too.
Just to avoid what I'm...
What are you doing?
About. And to tease you just a little bit more... Zach Racer Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com is still fired up because their community, customers, and Zot team are excited to be back at full strength to safely serve all your automotive needs. Let's see. Sales and service continues to be busy as ever, and they've got all the social distancing, all the COVID disinfection. They can deliver the vehicle. You don't have to do a thing. Just find it. And during the Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Drive Forward event, feel free to go online to enjoy their enhanced online shopping, DealsInTheD.com, and check out their unprecedented deals like the 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn for only $188 a month. Or if you like Jeeps, how about the 2020 Loaded Jeep Compass at just $155 a month?
Give me your manliest car.
Then there's always the 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $247 a month. And, of course, there's Wrangler. Get Zot employee pricing for everyone, 0% financing, and $1,500 in rebates. $1,500 rebates if you want a new Jeep Wrangler right now. If you want to, like, buy one. Speaking of right now, you got to hurry because, as you know, the shutdown has inventory drying up quickly. So your best selection is now at DealsInTheD.com.
Zone.
I love you too that much also. I can't get used to saying that.
I love you too that much.
Too that much also. Luke Nowacki is the man.
I love you too that much also.
Well, I tell you, there's a lot to think about as we get closer to this election about finances, and if you do invest in equities, stocks, 401ks, if you're planning for your future, hopefully you are. If not, Luke Nowacki's a good guy to talk to because he and his team plan people's financial futures. Well, they help them in conjunction with you and your special someone, whether it's 401k decisions, 529 college savings. Brandon, you got a 529 yet for little Madeline?
No, and now that... Yes, we talked about
this.
Not,
you still haven't talked to Luke Nowacki?
We talked about this ad nauseum. I had to take care of some IRS issues, and I did. I took care of them. I'm still waiting on 2018, but I should be good now. I think it's just the COVID that's kept me back. However, you can always call Luke, and that's what I should have been doing months ago. Bringing me into the copy once again.
I almost don't want you to call Luke, because I feel like when you do, he's going to cancel all his advertising. Like, you're the big fish, the big whale he's trying to get.
I know, it's almost more fun that he doesn't, because he has to come up with new and unique ways to explain why. And you know what? Brandon's not alone. A lot of people will put this off, because why not put it off? Actually, you know what?
We're looking at money.
With all the nuttiness in the last... 6 months, 8 months, I don't think I've made a trade.
Really?
I don't think I have. And that's a... I,
Sorry.
I kept thinking that I should, and then I was like, well, what if, what if, what if? And Luke made a couple suggestions, and actually I did make a couple trades. And I should have made more, but just that. Anyway, well,
that's just wait why, for the second wave and watch it go down again.
That's why it's nice to have 100,000 viruses a day.
Yeah.
100,000 new cases a day.
There's no way it drops like it did before, though. I just don't buy that.
No way what?
The market drops like it did before.
Oh, I hope not. I mean, if we all end up at home again, well, they said we couldn't do that. We can't do that. It won't work.
Yeah.
Anyway, and Biden today at his press conference, this will make everybody feel good. He's talking about raising taxes. That, oh, yeah, we're going to have to do that. And, you know, coming out of
a winning platform.
Coming out of a recession, raising taxes is not always real popular, but I think he's.
I paid my taxes over a year ago.
Suggesting about repealing the Trump tax cuts and something more progressive. So it's probably going to be people making higher incomes, I imagine, who will take the beat down. But that's not always enough.
Well, he's got a big boner for capital gains tax on over a certain amount, which doesn't buy well for the market.
I better sell some things. Mm-hmm. That's why I need to talk to Luke Nowacki. 248-663-4748. Grow your money. Have a financial plan. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Separately owned other entities and marketing and product services reference here. Independent Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. And you can email Luke at lnowacki, LNOWACKI, at PinnacleWealthStrategies.com. 248-663-4748. Luke's helped a lot of people, too. So
welcome back from commercials.
We got a whole lot of new drops.
Oh,
people
Lord.
Want to talk about?
We have a lot of stuff that's coming in. Yeah. I mean, this boner line, I have 128 calls, and that's after I cleared it out. I still have like 50 calls that I have to edit through. I've done a bunch of different boner lines. They are just coming and coming and coming. So many new drops. So thank you. 209-66 boner.
Wow. That's a lot of activity.
Yeah. Someone mentioned the Holiday Inn commercial with Mark.
Oh, yeah. It's out.
Yeah, I can't stay away. I ended up watching like 4 or 5 of those commercials.
I went through and watched every one of them with Grandma.
I watched the montage.
They're fucking hilarious.
I can't stay away because it's getting bad. It's like, out.
Where'd that guy go? He should have been something.
Out.
You mean Ross Broccoli? Wasn't that his name?
I don't remember. We interviewed him.
Yeah,
didn't we?
He didn't have to stretch his acting much.
No, he didn't. And it was one of those things like, oh, you guys really want to interview me or what? But he had played those drops so much. I think people were kind of pumped.
I can't stay away because it's getting bad. It's like, ow.
Grandma, shh.
I love Grandma in the commercials. Great, yeah. Grandma's awesome.
She's probably dead now.
Well, yeah.
Just saying. She probably is.
She could be because that was that 20 years ago?
About.
The Holiday Inn ads with that guy. The out guy.
The Holiday Inn.
Those were really heavy in March Madness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like 2 years in a row. And then like, what?
Then
how could you can that? Yeah. Stout.
Yeah. And if you want to hear some more of the drops are coming in, there's a boner line that's got quite a few of them. Don't worry. There's plenty more coming. I got a lot of people that enter angry with me because I haven't played their call yet. A lot of drops are coming.
Tell you, nothing. Almost nothing gets people talking like drops and drops you need to play more, drops you need to play less, drops I love, and so on and so forth.
That,
so
that reminds me, have you watched Space Force or Brandon? Have you started watching it yet?
I want to. I honestly didn't know it came out yet. I thought that it was still in development and stuff like that, but you said that, is it episodic? Is it already out? Is it a movie? What is it?
The whole thing is out. It's Steve Carell and Greg Daniels who did Parks and Rec and... So it's got that kind of feel to it, but there's a lot of drops in the Space Force show. It's
right?
On Netflix, yeah. So you'll probably start hearing some of those coming.
Well, let's get into the boner line. That's nice and light to start the show. It's brought to you by Manscaped and, of course, the Lawnmower 3.0 with the beautiful charging stand. People, strangers in your bathroom will actually pick up the device to look at the charging stand. It's so awesome. And the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for closer, more precise trimming. Just use promo code Drew at manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with Manscaped. That's manscaped.com, promo code Drew, get 20% off, and the cleanest bulls around, and they bring you today's boner line.
Enough with the monkey mobile. No.
And the Batmobile.
What?
And all these terrible vehicles and replicas and talking to the dorks that own them. Enough.
Man up. Stop crying.
It's never enough.
Very sad.
Hey, just listening to the show and going through the Donato bit. Forever I thought the que pasa was from some kind of a Chris Farley bit that I didn't know.
Que pasa, Lottie freaking God!
Boy, Brandon's going to be busy with that drop request, and I still haven't heard my I don't want no more kids, but I give you a paint job drop from, I don't know.
Double Duty.
I think the guy's name was Double Duty. Must've been an interview from like the 90s.
I don't want no more kids, but I give you a paint job.
I'd love to
What's
hear
the music under there?
Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Fred Rogers, saying she sure knows a lot about fish.
She knows so much about fish.
Hey, man, there's a drop that goes, I never hit a bitch. That's my favorite drop.
Check your misogyny.
Haven't heard it in 10 plus years. It goes, I ain't never hurt a bitch.
I have never hurt a bitch unless she had a tumor to it.
I did not hit her. It's not true.
Hey, I wanted to offer my favorite drop that I haven't heard in a long time. It was from Blades of Glory. Ah, my nutsack.
Ah, my nutsack.
Whatever happened to the Blades of Glory drop? You look great and your hair rocks. Miss that one.
You look amazing. Your hair rocks.
One drop that I haven't heard in a long time. Is Homer Simpson, you're not the best golfer, however he says it.
You're not the best golfer here. Wait till I tell everyone about this. You think.
Okay, I got another bone drop. The chick on MTV who yells out, come here, I want you to see my boobs.
Come here, I want you to see my boobs.
Virtually impossible to pick a favorite drop, but I think what I would choose is. And 33 Steel.
Just love that. I love Ricky. Anything Ricky.
A run Amen. Score. Out of my first 10 game, 25 run score. And 33 Steel.
There was one that Mike used to love. And it was something about a woman farting in tight pants.
Here I am in the tight pants.
Miss Mina.
See how tight they are? Mmm. Oh. Oh.
Yeah, Mike.
Bring back, I will fling you like baby poop.
Anything with Dr. Alexander Abian.
I will fling you like baby poop.
This, I believe, was a Harris poll, and it was on integrated marriage. And you may have called West Virginia or one of those places out there, but it was a guy that answered the phone, and he said, oh, I can hardly hear you.
I can't hardly hear you.
And every time you said something, he'd go, do what now?
Do what now? My daughter married a black boy, and... What much I could do about it, huh?
I don't know if I might have missed it already, but with your ERSI promos that you run, it seems like they should be able to clean up after Dirty Mike and the boys if they get inside my Prius and do a soup kitchen.
Well, here she is. They left her under an overpass for the night. Bodily fluid and hair samples, we determined that a bunch of old homeless dudes had an orgy in the car. You know what that's called when they do that in there? It's called a soup kitchen. It's pretty rough stuff. Not long after that, a mama raccoon came along and gave birth on the floor. Oh. Placenta blew out all over the back window there. Yeah, and then to top it all off, some joker comes along, takes himself a nifty little dump in the driver's seat. This is what I would call a spite shit. Believe me, everybody that was in on this orgy was more than willing. In fact, they even left you a note here. Thanks for the F-shack. Love Dirty Mike and the boys.
And that's pretty much it for the day.
Alrighty.
A lot more coming, trust me.
Well, I want to mention a couple local notes, media-wise. Oh, I got to hear some more radio today.
Yeah.
Karsh and Anderson.
What was top on their list?
They were talking about the coronavirus and the importance of wearing a mask. I know, I...
Hey, were both of them in studio or one of them? Or?
I think one of them's in studio. Yeah. And Sherry Margolis is retiring from Channel 2.
Yeah.
35 years.
Everyone loves Sherry.
Yeah. How can you not love Sherry? And I retweeted a picture of her with Taryn. Just the cutest picture. And I think I've met Sherry just once or twice, but she's one of those people that she's just always there.
Yeah.
She's always been there, just a pro,
yeah.
Doing her thing. And. It's been a long time, and I'm happy for her that she's moving on to the after-media life.
You're going to have less and less of that Just seems like nobody stays anywhere.
I know. It's kind of weird. I mean, I really appreciate the Sherry Margolises and the people, the things that make things
seem normal.
They don't
make them like her anymore.
No, not really. And WDFN is dead, too, officially.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they made their flip.
So that means that Eli and Bob and Denny lost their show on WDFN.
I know. I don't know how we're going to supplement the money that was coming in from WDFN. However, we still have WCWA in Toledo.
Cool.
And, you know.
Why? Is Toledo 8 black people? Why aren't they going to become the
information
network?
Well, I'm not sure why. Maybe they're still getting a lot of sports action on that station in Toledo.
You know, I was thinking about that because you mentioned, Mark, I'm trying to think of black talk radio. Has there been a black talk radio station?
No, not like a network like this. But what's interesting with the press release...
I can't
release,
even think of a black talk radio station. Now, it's not something that I seek out all the time, but...
Black talk.
I mean, there's plenty of black ownership. I mean, probably not enough, but there's lots of black ownership.
Well, radio,
but for some reason, that has not existed in markets I've been in.
No, it's actually kind of a smart move, although the press release had quotes from Charlemagne the God and Steve Harvey, two very, very successful.
Are they on it?
No, not that I can tell.
Why not?
I thought that was false advertising.
Mm-hmm. According to the FCC filings of the list of radio stations in Michigan, so there's 521 FCC licensed radio stations in this state. 521. How many do you think are rock stations? Active rock stations, like the Riff.
Rock?
How many?
Okay, I'll say
521.
I'm going to say 50.
No, not that.
Mark?
Not even that many. 521 in Michigan.
Wait, active rock, not classic rock. Just active rock.
Active rock. Yes, okay. I'm talking about the new up and coming rock.
I'll say 20.
10.
4. Less than 1% of all radio stations active rock. 4. It's GRD in Grand Rapids, KQZ in Midland, which is 93.3. I like that station. RIF in Detroit, and WBN, which is the Banana 101.5.
Banana 101, yeah.
How much new music does WRIF play? I mean, how much new rock product is there? How sad is that?
Some trickle in here and there, but it's sad to me, with that being my favorite music genre. It's just, it's weird seeing it less than 1% of all radio stations in Michigan.
Well, you know, when somebody puts an album out who's in the rock format, it's kind of a big deal, because there just aren't that many artists left that people are interested in. It's really
this list you have, does it say like the biggest format in the state and what it would be? Talk?
It looks like classic hits is big.
Where's black talk?
Contemporary black talk. Christian is huge.
I like that.
Black talk. Welcome to black talk.
Well, let's see. And when it comes to talk.
Black talk with black people and black listeners.
I see 6 talk that are just specifically to talk and personality, but I don't know what they could be because one of them's the Church of the Word, so I imagine that's kind of a Christian station.
I don't think they're black talk. Well, anyway, that'll be
interesting. Oh, here's one. 98.9 in Vassar, WOWE, which is Urban Adult Contemporary Talk.
Really?
Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. Well, WDFN, it seems weird to be having a funeral for WDFN because it's been dead since they refused to go to FM. I have no idea why they didn't do that.
Oh, nine?
Because 97.1 has had it all to themselves except for one exception briefly at 105.1, which was... Isn't it amazing that little 1130, that 1,000-watt powerhouse, lasted all this time and 105.1 was, 3 years?
Well, I think that's because there was more money put into 105.1.
There was more invested. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah. It's very, very sad.
Was it ever?
Sorry you died.
Yeah, but on that topic, we were just talking to Mega Man a while back, Mega Man corrected me when I said that Rob Parker was on with Stoney when they started. It was Rob Parker and Stoney.
Yeah.
Was it Stoney and Parker? Parker and Stoney? I can't remember that because Wojo wasn't long after that. Rob's always moving.
Well, the picture had Larry Sorensen, who I guess had the very first morning radio gig at DFN. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And Mega Man was on at night, and I'm trying to remember who's in the middle of the day, but Mega Man just had, did he have a stroke? He had some kind of a medical problem, and there's a big GoFundMe for Mega Man.
Yeah, that was
really
surprising and kind of sad.
Well, yeah, I hope he's going to be okay. I think there'd be a lot of gay participation in the GoFundMe.
Yeah. I don't think he'd want it that way.
No, he probably wouldn't. So, I hope he's okay. And of course, they referenced all his incredible accomplishments. And, it sounded serious. Yeah. I mean, because I saw GoFundMe for Mega Man. I was a little, right away, I was like, what's this all about? Felt really bad because it sounded
that's the nature of GoFundMe.
Well, no, it is. And maybe Mega Man. I don't want to come down to Mega Man.
I don't even see it on here now.
It was on there. It raised $9,200. It was trying to raise $50,000.
Oh, man.
And I don't know if anybody mentioned getting a forensic accountant to find out about the doctor's report.
Nah, it's GoFundMe.
Some people.
No documentation needed.
Of course not.
That should be GoFundMe's slogan. GoFundMe. No documentation needed.
Hey, all the platforms, no vetting. Absolutely no vetting.
I don't think Facebook's like, hey, what about, because they're losing all the advertising.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about this one? I found it. The Show Love to a Spartan is actually what it's called.
Okay. What's the amount up to?
It had a severe stroke Tuesday, June 9th. That's awful.
Oh, man. That is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
$10,650.
Okay, so it's going up. Name the GoFundMe in case we have some people who are big into the Mega Man.
Show Love to a Spartan.
And it'll be linked in the notes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wish him well, man.
So yesterday at the end of the show, this is funny. I'm putting off all the bad news with as much insane news as I possibly can find. At the end of the show, I was revealing that I had gone into this horrific deep dive into this YouTuber who was apologizing, possibly the biggest apology ever, because he apologized for like 19 things in the course of it. He called them all dumb,
yeah,
which made me think, well, you sound dumb because everything's dumb and everything's gross, too. He called everything gross.
Everything is gross. I'm with him on that.
Shane Dawson, and he's a gay YouTuber who makes a shit ton of money, has 20 million subscribers.
Beauty blogger? Is that what this is? I kind of think so. I feel like an old man. I'm like, who are these kids?
Well, he was.
I don't know anything about him.
He was apparently attacking other beauty vloggers. So I assume that he is. He's gay, which didn't surprise me, nor do I care. But I thought it was weird that it's like this gay beauty vlogger and throwing a little racism, because he goes there a lot and did some really super offensive stuff that he thought was funny. Mm-hmm. And there was this thing, well, it's funny. So, and my black friend is here. And, he had all these silly excuses that he prattled along. And this apology was just so, there was something so millennial about it.
Yeah.
He's 31 years old. I mean, stuff that happened 3 years ago, I would think a 28-year-old, 26-year-old guy, 3-5 years ago, would know that you don't use the N-word, would know that you don't use blackface. I mean, wouldn't be putting new stuff up there. I would think all that stuff we'd find would be old. You know, people that did it a long time ago.
Yeah, but he's making millions, so why would he change?
That's so millennial of you.
And when, and when people, you know, they like it and they watch it and they come back for more, you assume that, man, my racist jokes are hilarious. And so that's comedy. And, you know, he made every excuse.
I guess that's a hate crime, right?
So now he said that he's willing to give it all up if he has to because he is so sorry. And he didn't say he would give it all up. He just kind of suggested that he would and it wouldn't bother him to give it all up because he's so sorry. And he feels so bad, and he hurt people so badly, and he's watched so many blackface videos. Why would you have to watch so many? I mean, honestly.
I don't know. Why did he have to do a 30-minute apology video when we all
20
know?
20-minute. 20-minute.
Okay. Sorry about that.
When remember, it was only two episodes of Quibi.
Which we all know a proper apology is done in 3 seconds.
I'm sorry.
Well, today, YouTube, and by the way, take your time, YouTube. I love how they have these people with 20 million, 30 million, 50 million subscribers who are really doing some pretty rotten content. Mm-hmm. You know, he was known. People were arguing with him constantly. Other vloggers were, and other beauty vloggers were coming after him saying, You can't do blackface. You can't say the N-word. You can't, you know, and there were jokes about the Holocaust and all kinds of things going back and forth between these various people, and they're all calling each other out. So it kind of made me wonder, YouTube doesn't know anything about this? They really don't know nothing about it.
No, no.
Slow down.
No, it's crazy. They're too busy uploading.
Well, now they do, because maybe it's because we played his apology, his stupid apology at the end of the show. They demonetized him from three YouTube. What's the deal with that, by the way? Why don't you just demonetize him altogether? Just say, you can no longer monetize yourself on this channel because you have been a frequent offender and you're not sorry. Millions of people told you to knock it off and you didn't. And we just didn't know what was going on, and now we know, so you're demonetized. But is this one of these things where he's still on some...
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Because when they say, he's been demonetized from this, I always assume, oh, does that mean he can make money on that? Like R. Kelly? Remember R. Kelly?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he could go make money if he worked at McDonald's, too, right now.
Three of Shane Dawson's accounts... were demonetized after he apologized for videos.
Which one is blackface account?
Where he sexualized Willow Smith and wore blackface.
Which is still weird because he's gay.
I know, but
he's beating off to pretending to beat off from a.
Well, it was all in fun. It was funny.
Really funny. Ask Jaden Smith how funny it is. He responded.
Jaden Smith lets his parents do whatever they want.
He responded with an all caps tweet. You know shit serious.
Yeah.
When you tweet in all caps.
What did Jaden say?
I don't know. Just something like that. My daughter's 11. Or my sister's. That's my daughter. That's my sister. She's 11. It's never funny. Blah, 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 blah.
Understandable. So today, somebody apparently was attacking him.
Yeah. I'm just going to read this sentence because I've read it 15 times and I still don't know what it means.
I only heard about five words that you played and I immediately felt like I have to hear this.
So he's 31, which that was another surprise that he was even that old.
Thanks for listening to the podcast.
No, I know, but. Anyway, so former friend Tati Westbrook. That's a big thing.
Beauty vlogger that I've learned.
In the clip, Westbrook blames Dawson and fellow beauty guru Jeffree Star for manipulating her into turning against Jamal Charles and posting a video exposing him for shady business deals uncouth sexual advances.
Yes.
Can you translate that? Because I don't know any of those people or what that means.
Not really. But, okay, this guy Shane, this is just a little tiny ecosystem that shows how fucked up the larger ecosystem is. These people are all screwing with each other, trolling them, trying to get them canceled. And this Shane Dawson, Mr., you know, N-word, racist, gay, beauty vlogger... He apparently was behind the near cancellation of, I think it's that
Jeffree Star and Jamal Charles, okay. The former running man.
He was apparently the brains behind this, and that was revealed. And people were like, oh, my God, that's incredible because he does so many racist stuff, and he's trying to get him canceled. So people were just agog over the fact that he would be, you know, just what a deviant person he is.
And uncouth.
Yes, and shady. So he's getting called out.
So, yeah, so she had a video, and then he decided to go on Instagram Live and film his reaction. It's only 2 minutes long, but...
But it also, assumes that we all know all of this stuff.
And if you watch
a reaction video, like Two Girls, One Cup reaction, or, you know...
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it? Okay.
And every comment on there is like... What's going on? Nobody knows. So that, I guess, is the best of setup.
Let's hear what these young people are up to these days.
Here we go.
Fucked! This is... Oh, my God. Okay.
What happened?
I'm live because I can't even process. I need a drink of water. I fucking can't process this. Insane.
Why are you live then?
I'm live. Go get your drink of water. Come back. Process it.
Why don't you process it, make some notes, and then go on? And explain it to us.
So two quotes or two comments on his Facebook Live right now. One is P-D-O, P-E-D-O, whoa, 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 whoa. And then, boy, get out of here. He's going to get his water.
Oh, he meant it.
This is insane. This is insane. This woman is a fucking, oh my God, oh my God. I'm going to wait till as many people get in here as possible because I'm losing my mind. Oh. Keep playing it. Keep playing it.
I didn't know I was making a video.
New comment on there. Andy's drinking sink water? Yeah, girl, no. I think I love the comment. Yeah, girl, no.
Oh, man.
So how is it that so many editorial outlets knew that something was coming before I...
Because you messaged drama channels! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
The night before I did film, Jeffrey sent me what he claimed was an audio file from an alleged victim and told me to listen to the pain in their voice. The audio was clearly
a pain in his voice. Oh,
conversation. It wasn't enough for me to...
He's just walking around his house with, for those...
Breathing really hard.
For those that can't see, with his hand over his mouth, because he's just... My he can't process. Hard. He cannot process.
The authorities. It was enough to scare me.
Well, then why would you make a video on the matter claiming these allegations?
Because she is a fucking... I can't. I don't want to say mean what? Things about people. But this is to. Insane. This is insane. This person
with
literally...
All the apologies!
Oh my God. Oh
he was
my God.
Only going to be, okay. He was only going to do nice play. Things, remember?
This video so I can fucking, oh my God.
As if
oh
you
my God! Oh my God. You are so manipulative.
Oh my God. Think of facing
public. You're a fake crying.
Remember your promise
from
yesterday.
Oh my God, no way.
I love that. Remember your promise from yesterday. He was only going to do good. Remember? He's already not even 24 hours, and he's not doing good.
He didn't know that there'd be such a manipulative live video from something called Toddy.
Oh, my God. I can't even believe that. That's crazy.
He's participating in toxicity, which he said he wouldn't do.
You know it's serious when he's walking in circles. I have no idea what's going on. Now he starts talking back to the screen that this is playing on, and he's mad that she's crying without any tears.
You are so manipulative.
Think of facing public.
You're fake crying. You are fake crying. You are fake crying. That is not real. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
His outrage is
was
fake too.
I have been. Oh my God.
Can you catch me up in the comments real quick?
That is not.
Who is he talking about? And the next one. OMG, shut the fuck up, Shane. You're over 30. Grow up.
He does sound like a 10-year-old.
Oh my God.
Get off.
Oh my God.
That's his fiance in the background going, get off. Go.
Oh, his fiance. His dude fiance.
You'll be glad to know his fiance, Ryland, R-Y-L-A-N-D, Adams.
Ryland?
Went on a Twitter rant in Shane's defense. Toddy Westbrook, a masterclass.
That's a great name.
Manipulation. The only was to save her reputation was to side with the person she tried to ruin. I have no idea what's going on.
The drama is pretty incredible, though.
A lot of drama.
Okay, let's hear Shane wrap up.
Video by sister.
Oh, my God.
I texted Shane, sharing my concerns for James Charles, that he was out of the country on the high...
That's it. That's where it ended.
So 20 million people. 20 million people. What the... I mean, it's kind of upsetting.
This is pretty much the worst video ever made.
Or the best. Or the best video. Isn't it great not knowing what's going on?
Well, having seen the full 20-minute apology yesterday, I listened to the part we listened to on the show twice. I know a little bit.
Thank God he's got such a strong fiance to back him up.
Yes. I love how you got to fight your boyfriend's battles for him.
Oh, brother. Okay, so moving forward, I'll tell you what made this day start out so crappy was this morning, Matt sent it to me last night, and I'd already seen it, was that... Three people had tested positive for COVID from Fifth Avenue in Royal Oak.
Yeah.
And they gave the date, I think it was June 19th. And I immediately
Juneteenth.
Thought...
Juneteenth. Mm-hmm.
They were open on Juneteenth? I'm kidding. I immediately thought, are they going to make a big deal out of this? Because I remember when, for example, the Big Three went back to work. And, you know, what was it, 4 days and somebody had COVID and they shut the plant down. And... You know, we knew, okay, that's not going to work. They can't just shut the plant down every time someone gets COVID. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to minimize it because I knew it was going to be a big deal. And I knew a big deal would be made of it. I just wasn't sure. Is it really not a big deal? But anyway, because so much was made of it. In fact, this was like the second story on most of the newscasts.
Yeah. Well,
10 and 11 last night.
I think a lot of it has to do with the East Lansing situation, too, because of how that spread, which I think is up to 115 now cases.
Well, that was kind of a freaky thing. I mean, it was one of those,
sure,
you know, Young people go here, go there, go everywhere, and people finding out, not saying anything right away, and so on and so forth, and a bonfire, and, you know, a lot of people crowded together multiple nights in a row, right?
Inside, yeah.
Well, the bonfire wasn't inside.
Yeah, but the party and the restaurant were, bar.
But he apparently went to a bonfire without telling people, and there were a lot of people at the bonfire. Well, this is just one person.
And the house party was hosted by a person who was symptomatic. So that's fun.
Yeah.
You have to wear a mask every time you go out.
So I thought, oh, crap. You know, we're just trying to kick in with getting Royal Oak going again. And the Downtown Development Association, who, by the way, have been great to work with, and I'm so glad they wanted to advertise in the show. I just had a feeling, this is not good. And so then I talked to them this morning. And they said, you know, I'm really sorry, but we've just decided that we're going to cancel the Lyft promotion because just the business of encouraging people to come into Royal Oak when this three people at this one place getting COVID is being blown up. It's kind of blown up. It's a big, Twitter last night, I was like, oh my God. And lots of comments that's a place where they're doing half capacity.
Yeah.
But it's more of a hang kind of place. So, I would think there would be a better chance of something like that happening at a place like that. And I guess the East Lansing place is probably like that, too.
I heard a little bit more about that, too. It didn't. I'll save that for another time because I think another story is coming out soon about that. Was it bar? Is bar service allowed? Are you allowed to go up to the bar?
You mean at nightclubs?
Anywhere, yeah.
Well, I think you have to, don't you?
Well, yeah, if you don't have sit-down service, I guess.
I mean, if there's a lot of people in a building, yeah. How many waitresses would they have to have?
Well, I was just thinking
I don't know. I'm not sure, really, because I haven't been out to a place like that. Most people probably haven't.
Remember Sweden when they did their thing? They said only
they
only
closed the bars down.
You weren't allowed to stand at the bar. Yeah.
I think you couldn't
sit. On the other side of the ocean.
I know you couldn't sit at the bar. And, you know, at Mesa, we just have... Generally, we're more of a restaurant than a bar, so to speak, and we're not using – people aren't sitting at the bar. But so they canceled, and I totally understood. In fact, I was thinking, it's not only going to look bad, it's going to sound bad if people are wigging out about these three cases. And so I was like, oh, my God, bit in the ass again? Mm-hmm. And this is – we're talking about a three-month deal. We were working on, and we'll probably come back to it because there will probably be a better time to promote Royal Oak. But honestly,
it was better for us right now.
It was much better for us right now. It was in our pockets.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was excited about it too for our
Royal
restaurant,
Oak, yeah,
and for Royal Oak in general because honestly, these people, the merchants of Royal Oak and of everywhere else,
it's gone. Just don't worry about it.
You can only, not promote yourself and do this sort of half business for so long. I mean, we've been lucky to do as well as we have with the carryout.
We're looking at money.
The carryout did really well. And since we came back, we've got half our tables you can't use, but it's worked out because we have steady crowds and people come and they're like, oh, man, I can't get a table. Yeah, but, come back in an hour and people will just bop around. And that's one of the things I like about Royal Oak is bopping around Royal Oak. And one of the reasons I've always liked Royal Oak, it's just a nice hang. I like small towns like that.
Do you see the restaurant in Dearborn Heights that said, we're just going to go back to delivery.
I did see that because people yelling at each other over masks.
Yeah, because they're sick of fighting customers, which it didn't sound like that many. It just sounded like the ones they had to fight were pretty aggressive, including the food delivery person, the third party food people.
Oh, weren't always wearing masks.
Your DoorDash. Well, one guy in particular. I don't know where he's from, so I don't want to say DoorDash or Uber Eats or Grubhub because I don't know where he's from.
But they may just not want to be. Maybe they can't make it as a half restaurant anyway. Because I know
there was more to the story, but still, I thought that was interesting that this guy's getting a lot of shit.
I haven't really heard of that kind of a problem too much, and I don't know. Maybe that's exactly what happened there, but. All I know is when we cut down to our core people, the ones that were still willing to work, except all you could get. And we are still looking for more people, by the way, if anybody's looking for a busing job or serving job. I think we're looking for a cook and a waiter, waitress or two. So stop by now, Mesa or info at Like Mesa.
If somebody does get hired into it, do they get to join the MS-13? Do they get to...
That's a good question.
Be a part of the gang known as the MS-13?
I think MS-13...
You don't have to be beat in or sexed in.
I think the Mesa-13 has been trademarked and branded, so I don't know if they want to change the number. That would be weird, wouldn't it?
Are the Mesa-13 going to file a lawsuit against the MS-13?
They might. They should trademark both of them. Yeah.
Do they pay
one more final question. Wait.
These would be good paying jobs.
Do the workers at Mesa, the Mesa 13, have tattoos on their face that say MS-13?
Not yet.
Okay.
But that might be it. You know, when we're in better times, safer, cleaner, more COVID-free times, maybe we could do that.
Scott wants to know if they pay over $100,000 for the front of the house.
You know, like, that's you're going to have to go to Buddy's, like Buddy's. For the six-figure job as a maitre d'. You're going to have to go to Buddy's.
Do we ever get any more information on that?
No.
Nothing.
Story
was ludicrous.
I felt like at least we get feedback from our audience going, no fucking way. But no, not much. I saw her referred to, though. This is really funny. I saw her referred to in two other articles that were talking about people not wanting to go back to work because they felt unsafe. They said, and there was a person, of course, the other day that works at this restaurant who, in spite of the, you know, it wasn't the money. She was making more at the restaurant, but she felt unsafe. And it's like, they're talking about the $100,000 maitre d' at Buddy's.
I kept waiting. Even after we recorded that night, I kept going, maybe did I have that story wrong? Did I misread that? Did I not do the math correctly?
All right, here. Let me have a boner liner.
Yeah.
Let me have a boner liner explain it to you, okay?
Hey, boners. I want to clear up this hostess making over $300 a day at Buddy's, therefore getting a six-figure salary.
Slow down.
I don't necessarily think that she makes $300 a day times 5 days a week.
I've
never been a hostess, nor have I ever worked in the food industry, but I've heard people say that they will make a ton of money on busy days and then no money on the other days.
No, she said $380 a day.
$700 in a week total, but work 4 days. Hey, that could be it.
If you want to read between the lines, go ahead.
Article, I don't know. I didn't see it. But that's my guess. So she might make $700 total a week, and that's it.
No, she said it wasn't right. Money.
I think she said she made more.
She said she made more money. Yeah, and if she made $380 a day, as she said, and it cost her $40 to get there, which we still can't figure out what
she didn't have a car.
But she might be talking about the Friday nights and the Saturday nights and then just kind of combining.
She said she made $380 a day. And I quote, she didn't say, I make $380 on the good days.
I think the numbers were maybe a little off.
I question the numbers, but I'm just saying that's what she said. That was all we had to go on. And actually, Matt,
I believe that some of his figures may be inaccurate.
It was it was funny because Matt Riley read the same article and he was equally excited as we were about oh my God, she's making insane money. That and I think there were a couple things he also referenced that maybe we didn't talk about. But yeah, we should probably call over there and see if they got that six figure job open. Anyway, the whole thing is just such a big bummer because, first of all, you know, for the other people in Royal Oak who are trying to somehow get through this, and they're, you know, there's a lot of them. You know, Ale Mary's is right next door to us, and, you know, Mr. B's has their speakeasy. By the way, the password is, they have a speakeasy downstairs in the back.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, Mr. B's.
Well, that's not much of a speakeasy enough to tell everybody.
That's probably been the password. But, you know, there's a lot of retail places, too, and, you know, during the day kind of places and bookstores, and there's a record store and, you know, all those kind of fun places to knock around. And it's not easy to get a combination of businesses like that rocking and rolling all over again after taking all this time off and losing your ass.
Hey, another comment.
It's really
sad. That guy that called the boner line, I can't believe he called the boner line. This fast back, here's what he said.
We know the story.
I don't know the story. I know the story.
He clearly didn't know the story.
No, he didn't. Okay, so anyway, yeah, that's the deal. So don't go to Lyft and ask for a $10
ride. I don't know, you know. It happens.
There was really good news today. I meant to get this out of the way real soon because I was so excited. Curb Your Enthusiasm is back for an 11th season.
I seen that. When does it start?
Well, we never know with Larry. It could be 2 years from now.
10 years from now, yeah.
But I just, That's good news. Did you think he was going to come back for another season?
I kind of did, actually.
I don't know why I didn't.
Just because the last one was so successful.
It was a great season. It would have been a great way to go out.
He can do anything he wants on his own terms, and I think he thoroughly enjoys doing it.
I know, you have to really.
You know how you know he enjoys doing it? Because he did the interview circuit to promote it.
To promote
the last season.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He came back. He did interviews everywhere.
I know, that was kind of weird.
Yeah, which he doesn't really do.
What kind of numbers does that show do? I mean, it's one of those shows you'd think everyone would watch it, but they don't.
Yeah, why does it keep dying like that?
It's good. I turned it off.
Oh.
Okay. It's hard to move levels.
That's what I thought.
Remotely. Yeah. I apologize.
I wonder if Curb must be one of those things. HBO is hard to really figure out how much ratings mean to them, but I would think Curb is one of those things people sign up HBO to have.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. No, you're right. That's a good point. So they could have a million people watching and still be great because a lot of people want it for Curb.
Yeah.
But what is the number watching Curb? I cannot believe how few people watch some shows on cable that I think of as big shows. I mean, unbelievable.
Well, it's like, there's too many shows now.
I know. There's so many shows everywhere. In fact, the David Spade show, Lights Out, I thought it was a great show. He had some fabulous guests. It was a show with maybe a little inconsistent because some nights they just have three comedians you never heard of, one of which will always be a female, one of which will always be black. Did you notice that about his guests?
No, I didn't.
They were very
diverse.
It seemed that there was a real effort to act like, you know, that all things are equal in comedy. And the show was good, but it was really good when he had an Adam Sandler or a similarly funny white person. No, I'm kidding. Didn't have to be white. But, I mean, just when he had his buddies on, there were some great, great shows. And probably there's a lot of 20-year-olds going, who are these people? But
I still think he's selling it because he's still doing monologues every, you know, couple days on from his social media pages and stuff. I think he's selling that show.
He's trying to get somewhere else. I think he's going to land another network, possibly. But what would be better than Comedy Central for that show? It was perfect, wasn't it?
A broadcast one, if they have the balls to do
it. No way. Okay, so here's the thing. I couldn't
Maybe he's
believe.
Waiting for Kimmel to quit.
I don't think Kimmel's going to quit. I just don't think he's ready. If Kimmel wanted to do something else, it wouldn't surprise me. He's been under so much fire. And well, let me just finish Spade quickly, and then we'll come back to Kimmel. So
I have your Curb answer too. So
okay, how many?
What would you think Curb would get for?
I'm going to say 2 million.
No, doesn't even crack a million. So the premiere last season, 710,000. The finale, 840,000.
Really?
But usually between 600,000 and 700,000.
See, that makes me feel like maybe Larry isn't that funny. He's just funny to me. If only 800,000 people are watching, how funny can he be?
Sure. Well, and that guy we just played off of YouTube, I mean, people love him.
He got 20 million subscribers.
Yeah, that doesn't mean. Yeah.
I know. A lot of it has to do with age.
And that's just HBO.
HBO doesn't care, though. And just like you were saying, Mark, HBO, people will just buy it for their content. They don't care about the ratings. And I personally believe that HBO is the best subscriber or streaming of anything right now. I think they have the best content.
Showtime's pretty good.
I think that their documentaries are great.
Has billions.
They do have good docs.
They also have, shows like True Detective and Chernobyl was amazing, and The Outsider was good. And what's the new one? Outsider's I'll Be really Gone good. In the okay, Dark let, about let me, the East Area Rapist.
Let's have this argument later because I just want to finish this point before
one
I forget.
One last thought on HBO. The moon. Don't forget that those numbers are, I would assume, for the premiere of the first 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. That's typically how they do that. Those things rerun all the time. They're also on demand. And think of how many people share passwords to get on HBO.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot more.
And they
than that.
Don't count the reruns?
Not typically.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, I don't know what they get out of that. But anyway, so Spade, I just thought that's a great show. Spade, to me, has always been someone who is. Well, no, he's been in a lot of big stuff. He's News Radio, SNL. I mean, he has done a lot
of
good stuff.
Wrong Missy.
He's done some movies that did very well. Joe Dirt. And I was just really excited about the show. I love him. I think he's really funny. And so I'm watching the show.
It puts the Joe dirt in the hole.
Those specific episodes that we even played a little bit of them here with, I think Will Ferrell was on, Adam Sandler. They had some really big shows. So I'm like, how could Comedy Central let this go? It makes total sense. What could they put there that would make more sense? And it's topical, too. It's something, you know, you might start coming four nights a week or five nights a week or whatever it was. So I go online to look at the numbers, and the show does like between 260,000
wow.
a night
yeah.
to 300,000 a night. And I'm like, wait, but that's on Comedy Central. That station is everywhere. It's everywhere.
Well,
and
it's not
promoted.
It's not, though. I couldn't watch it. I didn't have Comedy Central because I cut the cord.
Well, it's in a lot of places. And he's on Howard Stern promoting it to millions of people.
There's too
and
much
he's
TV.
On other things. And no, I know, but 260. Mark, we had an episode 2 weeks ago that had 180,000 people. That, to me, I hate to use us to demonstrate how small that audience is.
Non-braggadocious.
I would just think Comedy Central, a really good show like that, would do a million people. I
mean, yeah.
Somewhere around there. But then I found out that Anderson Cooper does 450,000. I thought that show did millions, or did at least a couple million.
With TV, what would you pay for all the Viacom? There's 8 Viacom channels. What do you think? And the reason I bring this up is because I have YouTube TV. And that's why I didn't have Comedy Central or MTV or VH1. And they're adding all 8 of those. But they're also increasing the price.
How much are they increasing it by?
$15.
For 8 channels?
For those 8 channels?
I can't see a lot of people taking them up on that offer.
No, but you don't have a choice.
Netflix today announced a 6-episode series on Colin Kaepernick and his adolescence. This will cover his adolescent period.
No thanks.
Will a lot of people watch that?
Yeah.
Probably.
Really? I thought if they did the last 6 years, I'd probably watch it. But his adolescence, I don't know.
What's so great about your adolescence, Cap?
Isn't it weird that...
Well, I guess because he's adopted and... I mean, that's all I really know.
I mean, is that really something in my wheelhouse? No, I don't think so. Maybe it'll do great. I'm curious to see how it does. But... why does he not do more interviews, by the way? He's mentioned all the time. People talk about him all the time, but he rarely does an interview.
I don't know. He's kind of mysterious that way.
Well, I don't understand if he feels as strongly as he feels, why doesn't he do interviews to
Well, my guess is he would feel like he wouldn't get a fair shake, or it would be edited, or
what?
I don't know. That's the only reason I can think of why he wouldn't want to do it.
Well, I think he's been gearing up to do stuff like this because every time he's had some kind of appearance, he's had a film crew. His own film crew, you know.
Has anybody seen the Shannon? Who's the guy from Blind Melon? Hoon. Shannon Hoon? Shannon Hoon?
Yeah, Shannon Hoon.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for it, and did we watch it on the show?
I didn't even know about
Pop
this.
Pop it on.
No.
I didn't even know it existed.
Well, I looked for it, and then I thought it was on something I didn't have. Is it on Apple? What is it on?
I think it's on... I think you can...
It's called All I Can Say.
Somebody sent me a link for it. And it was one of these things where I clicked it, and it's like, they want your credit card number, and all of a sudden I was thinking, oh,
that's what it was.
Yeah. Is this one of those goofy things where I'm going to start... where I just bought, you know, the rights to watch all their movies for $8 a month for the rest of my life?
It's on
Drew... It's on Virtual Theaters and Oscilloscope.
I thought, you know, Shannon Hoon, that's kind of an interesting story, isn't it?
Yeah.
Blind Melon?
Yeah.
And so I was kind of excited, and I thought, well, this isn't going to be easy to find, but I haven't really checked Apple TV, or I did check My On Demand. No.
Here's the trailer.
Okay. I'll pause for 1 second. I believe this whole documentary on Shannon Hoon is in his words. Because he taped himself doing everything.
Oh, nice ego.
I know. He videotaped himself constantly. And so they have so much material. It's probably pretty good is what... I mean, I felt that way. I don't know. Maybe it isn't. Maybe he's boring as shit. But
I remember seeing him taping himself when Kurt Cobain died. And he was crying in front of the camera saying, I can't believe it. I think they used it for one of the many, many Kurt Cobain documentaries in the past.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well... I've seen that done before, too. I don't know if you guys have ever seen the John Lennon Imagine movie, but it's all his words. He tells the whole story in his own That's words, cool. but he was interviewed so much.
Was it Crossfire Hurricane like that with the Stones?
Cool, I think.
Was it?
Was it Crossfire Hurricane with the Stones like that?
Was it
that?
Their words only?
I thought it was.
Maybe it was.
There's been a few of those.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool when they can do that.
The but... June 14th, 30 for 30s, all news clips like that. Remember what? The O.J. chase?
Oh, yeah.
All the stuff that happened that yep. day? That's all. Mm-hmm. There's no narration or anything like that.
So let's listen to Shannon Hoon.
Shannon. All right.
I'm interested.
I love that band, man.
I like them.
Very underrated.
They were my fave, but
do
I like them.
Do you need to get a mix and all that shit? All I can say is that my life is pretty plain. I like watching the bottles gather rain. Can you hear me?
He filmed himself every day is what it said. It's a lot of footage, man.
I would freak out if I had filmed myself every day.
Hi, I'm the cameraman. I'm the one that's not getting videoed that much because I'm making sure that everybody
it's a little annoying, by the way.
Video footage for the future.
Very.
Brandon, could you imagine if Drew was filming himself and us every day, how annoying that would be?
That's what I used to always think about those Jackass guys back in the day. Like, oh, man, it must be fun getting rich doing all this stuff. But then you look into Steve-O and he's filming everything, including all the drug use. And it's like, ugh.
Yeah, pretty bad. Idea.
Yeah, I'm not even a fan of being on Facebook every day, to be honest.
Finding it all the way. Finding it all the way.
Yeah. They just showed him signing his contract. And they are filming the B-Girl video.
They're really kind of crazy.
Mr. Jagger and Mr. Watts would like to meet the band if we're not busy. You know, they just so happen to catch us at a time when we're not that busy.
If there's not at least 500,000 people here by Sunday, we're going to be surprised.
Woodstock.
You know, we have like one of those moments when everything is perfect to the point where you're so overwhelmed that you fucking you get all emotional and your eyes tear
this
up.
This is a pregnant girlfriend, baby. Talking about getting high again after being sober.
Maybe you ought to just mind your own fucking business.
You tell me the drugs aren't good, so I'm trying to... Oh, I'm fucking high!
Put it away. Right now.
This is his girlfriend, I guess.
Music is a very therapeutic thing. It's a fix, and it helps get a lot of things out of you. It helps you bleed.
Yeah, brother.
Are you doing okay?
Huh? As quickly as it might have come, it can be gone that soon.
Oh,
Lisa! You're tearing me apart,
Lisa!
Father
bless Lisa. That's kind of
spooky.
Wow, it's deep.
He died. What year did he die? Do you remember?
What's that?
Do you remember what year he died?
94-ish?
Overdose, right?
Yeah, in the back of the bus.
It was not suicide, though.
It was October of 95.
Accidental overdose?
I thought so, yeah. Because okay. he was on and off. He would get sober and then fall back and sober. I don't know if I should look this up because
it was a cocaine overdose.
Do you remember the big urban legend about him? And maybe it's true. I don't really know.
No, I don't remember.
That he was an all-American high school football player.
Oh, yeah, I think I did hear that.
Is that true?
Scott Weiland was a big shot high school football player, too.
Yes. Yeah.
And wait, was he molested? Was he molested by a coach or something?
Weiland was, yeah. Weiland? Yeah, that was
by
his
coach?
Book.
How did that...
Shannon
coach.
Hoon was a star football wrestler and pole vaulter.
Is it bad that we gained a lot from him being molested by a coach? Because he became a great singer and really had some demons and it brought some good music.
Well, that'd be like saying, you know, Jackson feeling it to, oh, I might have molested those guys, but look how well they did with their career.
Stop it.
I did something right.
Yeah, but he was the victim.
You can't judge someone all on one thing.
But he was the victim. Yeah. Jackson was the perpetrator.
You're judging me just by what I do with my penis and my buttocks.
Well, I mean, if Gavin put out like a great album, then I'd be okay.
My buttocks.
Not saying the end justifies the mean. It means, however.
Well,
it happened. I couldn't stop it, and then made good music.
Was he not going to be a singer if he wasn't molested by his football coach?
No, he had to get all that angst. That's what drives the artist.
You know, did they have any other hit besides No Rain? Or
no, I don't think so.
Tones of Home. Changes is a great one. Is it Changes?
Yeah, I think he did have a song called Changes.
Such a
did
great,
we play that?
That is such that a great a song. You don't like that, Brandon?
I don't know it.
You would know Tones of Home.
I think most people probably just know the one song.
Right.
Love was and massive. B-Girl, of course, took it to another level. And remember B-Girl got a big ego?
Yeah, and then she,
8-year-old.
And she got a big gut.
And people stand. I'm sure people probably troll her endlessly. Where's B-Girl now?
I don't know.
Did you find B-Girl?
Buffet.
Is she alive?
Does this song sound familiar, Brandon?
Sound
no. Like, wait, sound like the... hold on, wait. We talked about it yesterday. Two Princes. The Rhythm Doctors.
Spin Doctors.
Spin Doctors.
He had such a different voice, though, didn't he, Shannon?
Yeah.
Higher pitch.
Parents give you a girly name to toughen you up. I like it.
This
here's
is the
B-Girl now.
Wait, that's her now?
She looks exactly the same.
She does! Oh, my God! Brand, does it have a where are they now, like what she's doing?
She went to the University of California, Fullerton, and has been in a few episodes of Reno 911. She also started a business called Sweet Bee Candy Stations and Event Planning.
Oh, she's an event planner. Okay.
Okay.
The review in Rolling Stone says, we know where the Shannon Hoon story ends, and it's that sense of watching a speeding car barrel down the road with everyone joyously laughing and unaware of the hairpin turn a few miles up ahead that hangs heavily over All I Can Say. That's the name of the
That's pretty deep.
Even the most innocuous moments of Shannon Hoon's life, captured hundreds of pixels a second, now feel weighted, but because the singer was a compulsive camcorder auteur, we get to see a lot of the highs and lows, the band bonding, and the landmark shows, and the aftermath of lost weekends. Suddenly, a rock casualty story gets personalized in a way that feels painfully intimate. These are just home movies, you think. Then the music doc strings them together and makes you feel like they aren't just home movies at all. It turns them into a first-hand portrait of fame, making someone's dreams come true, and then majorly fucking with their head. That's it. I like that review. That's interesting. I really want to see this.
Yeah, too bad we don't know where to see it.
I know. Well, eventually they get around.
Yeah.
They do. And once, you know, the nine people that go to that place, see it for 2 years, then they start offering it to other services.
Our Facebook page has more likes than their documentary. twice as many, I'm saying.
That just reminds me, the Cream Magazine documentary is going to have wider release, and I guess it's going to get some play in theaters, which is really cool, so I'm sure we'll get it here. And it's a great doc. Cream Magazine was so effing cool. That was interesting when I moved here. For some reason, I didn't realize Cream Magazine was in Detroit.
Nice like, wait. Cream.
Cream Magazine had ended by the time I got here, but I was still like, wait, Cream Magazine was here? That's just too flipping cool. I can't believe that. And the more I learned about it, the cooler I thought it was. And we should probably get Susan Whitehall on to talk about the doc when they do have it, because Cream was, I don't know why, but probably just brainwashing. I thought Rolling Stone was, hey, it's not like Rolling Stone. Nothing's cooler than Rolling Stone. Until I saw Cream Magazine, which had a much better sense of humor about itself and about rock and roll.
I'm going to ruin this magazine when I get home.
And I really got the impression the artists like Cream better, too, because Cream, you know, when punk came along and new wave came along, they didn't care how many copies it sold. They were more into the music, it seems. And Rolling Stone just became too much of a popular culture thing, whereas Cream was, I think, really dedicated to music.
Music, yeah.
And the artists. And the artists, you'll see a lot of artists in the Cream Magazine documentary. And I think it's because when you have something like the Grandy Ballroom, that's a documentary subject, or Cream Magazine, and there's so many people who truly revere that thing, whether it's Jimmy Page in the Grandy Ballroom, because he talks about it, he does, and I think he's in the doc. And Cream Magazine gets Alice Cooper and a lot of artists who just really respected the magazine and probably appreciated what it did for him. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that again. And I enjoyed the hell out of it the first time.
Handjobs magazine just stopped publishing.
What? Get out of here.
Where's the documentary?
How did that happen?
You know what I did get? The Lane Bryant catalog out of my neighbor's mailbox. Thank you very much.
By the way, so all you have to do is there's a website for the Shannon Hoon documentary.
Yeah.
And then on there you pick a virtual theater and it's like $12 to watch. But you got to watch it on your computer or your smart TV.
Okay. Anthony, Jim Bentley, Steve Gabara, the hottest sales staff in Oakland County at Zott Ford and Holly, recognize we're in the middle of some odd times and they've made it all easy. It's maybe a little odd for them to figure it out, but they did. And so now it's not so odd for you. If you want to purchase or lease a new or pre-loved vehicle, Zott Ford has you covered. If you don't want to come in, they can figure it out over the phone, as we figured out so many things can be figured out over the phone. Or if you want to make an appointment, whatever it is you want to do, they've got you covered. And the Ford Promise, what is the Ford Promise, you ask? Great question.
What's the Ford Promise?
In these uncertain times, the Ford Promise means that when you buy or lease your new or pre-loved vehicle from our friends at Zott Ford, they promise to buy your vehicle back with no penalty if you lose your job. If you about to lose your job, you know that Zott will buy your car back. So if you lose your job anytime during the next 12 months...
You about to lose your job.
I kind of missed that drop.
Yeah, that's great.
It's really that simple. Enjoy the peace of mind knowing if you lose your job, they'll take your vehicle back. It's not something you want to think about, but I mean, it's sort of nice to know, just in case.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
No questions asked. No penalty to you. No blemishes on your credit. No joke. Period. So boogie your ass down to Zott Ford or call Anthony Ketchum on the magic phone for details. The bat phone number is 248-215-5151. That's 248-215-5151. Say hi to Bentley, if you will. And to get all the details, see their great deals and surf their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com.
I don't know how much longer Bentley will be there, considering he just sent me an email that he got from EcoBank PLC, where he's going to get $10.5 million.
Is he?
The EcoBank of Kenya by the Federal Ministry of Finance is going to be transferred to him. And there's a phone number. I don't know if it'll work.
Has he gotten any interesting likes lately?
He hasn't sent me any of those, okay. But there's a phone number if we want to contact Dr. Kevin Omata.
And on that note, Dan Evans just 2 seconds ago sent in a new Social Security number. So, okay.
Well, we ought to try it in a second. But first, Emergency Response Services Incorporated, ERSI, ERSI, Emergency Response Services Incorporated. If you got an emergency, chances are they're the ones to call. 877-JOB-DONE. The website is 877-JOB-DONE.com. And if it's water, like a couple feet in your basement, or sewage water, which is even, oh, not even, it's a whole lot worse.
Water sucks. It really sucks. Water sucks. It really sucks.
Or maybe some mold left behind, storm damage, fire damage, damn near any kind of emergency, Emergency Response Services Incorporated has you covered. And they also are doing the COVID disinfecting, and they have been the entire time. Because when something new comes along that's an emergency, they're probably on top of it right away. Yes, COVID-19 disinfecting of service vehicles and businesses. So call 877-JOB-DONE for your emergency, or just put it on the refrigerator in case it happens, and hopefully it won't. Or visit 877-JOB-DONE.com and tell them we sent you. And that reminds me... I don't know why I thought of it during that commercial. I thought of this drop that somebody emailed me about, and I meant to pass it along. I don't think I forwarded it. You know what? I've had two people ask for this one. Is it the Budweiser commercial where the guy says, there are a lot of ways of getting her to lose weight, but
the best man,
stop and eating.
Yeah.
Look at me. I'm looking for the trash can.
Yeah, we should.
What
have
about that stop and eating one? We never play that.
I don't have it.
I mean, not that it's.
In fact. I'll have to find a cleaner copy of that commercial, because the ones that I can find online are pretty crappy.
Now, what did he say exactly that led to Stop and Eatin'? The only one that worked was Stop and Eatin'? Was that what he said?
She's tried to lose weight. She's tried many diets. The only one that ever worked was Stop and Eatin'. I think that's, isn't that what it is?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
David All in All Financial, of course. Want to save you money with a refi, and if you haven't refinanced in the last year, Hall Financial thinks they can save you money. So if it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, give it a shot. Call 248-308-5000. Go to our website, click the link, fill out the online form. They'll get back to you quickly. They do it an average of 19 days. If you have your act together, they might do it in 10 days, because they've had some people get done really fast. Hall Financial. They're an equal housing lender. Lower payments, better options, more personal attention. NMLS number 1467435. Do we have anything for the Hall Financial hotline, by the way, besides the Social Security number?
Well, Brandon, I know you sent this one too. The Tampa guy in Tampa who's quarantined with a bunch of parrots and he can't get out.
It's a it really sounds like weird something story. Straight out of the Twilight Zone.
He's landlocked.
Yeah, the bird sanctuary is landlocked, and he's been in so many fights with the neighbors. I have a number for the neighbor, too. They just shut their gate. They're like, you're not coming in or out. And so this guy's stuck in a bird sanctuary with the parrots.
Why won't they let him out? I don't get it.
So you can tell there's just been fight after fight after fight.
But how can you force someone to stay on a piece of...
Because he's landlocked by private property.
But then how did he get in there?
Because they used to let him go in and out.
So he can't sneak out in the middle of the night. They're watching for him all the time.
He used a path to get in and out for years, but the past 3 months it's been blocked by two locked gates. Linda Fowler, the neighbor, said she's previously allowed him to use the path. His nickname's Magic, by the way. So he allowed Magic to use the path. But
Is he a good passer? Just what
has he done?
I had to think about that joke.
All right, dial this turd up.
The bird sanctuary guy?
Yeah, why not? I just want to hear if there's lots of birds going on. Are we on Facebook, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Looking for a song about a bird. How about this one?
And your
I'm
bird
just
can
like a
sing,
bird.
But you can't see me. We just have a song about everything.
Lots of different ways.
Please play Free Bird. Free
Bird. Yes. Free Bird.
Wings coming out my back. Just like a bird does, and I can fly too.
Wait, Blackbird, Freebird?
Like
there's a million bird songs, aren't there?
No, there's a ton of them.
Zip it, Larry Bird.
What's this guy's name?
Magic.
Magic, that's right.
I would like to volunteer to take this old bird.
Magic?
You can visit Zaxi.com to see the type of bird we get. If you wish to leave a message,
this guy a million years old.
Please leave your name.
How old is he?
Phone number.
I've
a brief message.
I thought he was 57.
Okay. And we try to
he
get
sounds
back
older, doesn't
to
he?
As soon as possible. Unfortunately, we get hundreds
this
of
is not what
calls.
I thought Magic would sound.
Sounds like the Prince.
Always
a little bit
possible to answer all your phone. If it's about
I don't think
your
Magic
bed,
is an appropriate nickname for him.
Email us magic@zaxi.com.
He does sound like a Prince a lot.
There's another number for him.
Well, was that him?
Yeah, that was him. It's definitely him.
Why does he have multiple numbers?
One could be a landline, one maybe is a cell.
Okay.
Well, that was directly for the sanctuary. I mean, we know he's there.
Yep. That's a good point. I'll leave him a message.
Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
He said he spends all day cleaning all the cages.
Pick up the fucking phone.
Let's go, Magic. You can't be named Magic and have be a shut-in. Can't be
no
Magic and be
either.
A hermit. All right.
Now, real quick, speaking of birds, I got new neighbors that have a bunch of birds, and they put them out in cages outside and hang the cages. Is that normal to, like, let the birds look at all? And, like, meanwhile, all these free birds, like cardinals, they'll, like, swoop down and kind of make fun of them. And
ooh, cardinals are mean.
They sound pretty.
Birds are gross.
Yeah, I don't even want to talk about birds.
I hate birds.
I was really not into the story because it was about birds, and it's not that I hate birds.
I do.
It's just
I
like
them.
I just can't find... it was the landlocked aspect that intrigued me. The birds almost made me less interested.
Well, do you want to try the one neighbor who's been taking him to court?
Oh, the guy that won't let him through?
A woman. How sexist of you.
Yeah, let's call... Okay, sure. Well, I thought the asshole would be a guy. I really did.
Well, maybe she's not
it's reverse
an
sexism. I was sexist against men.
Maybe the asshole is Magic.
Could be. Well, I think she has a right to tell her story. I just hate that we're wasting 5 minutes if we're not reaching anybody.
I was pretty confident in this one, though.
Well, it's nice if the number's nice. It's a lot nicer if someone answers.
Yeah. At least we got to hear Freebird.
True. Would have preferred Andrew Bird Can Sing, but
right,
if I knew
up.
It.
I give up.
All right.
There was a 60-year-old lady who is now engaged to her 21-year-old lover. If you want to try her.
Why don't you try the Social Security number?
Okay.
Oh, did you get the
I don't
email
have
or
it.
You need me to send it through?
Can you send it to me?
Yeah.
Please.
Can I type it right here and you can see it?
Yeah, that's fine.
This whole Zoom business is really fucking annoying.
You think?
Yeah. I mean, I'm used to it, but it's mostly when I'm listening to other people's Zooms.
Doesn't work.
Other shows.
Yeah.
Where one of the sound quality sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I don't want to watch this because the sound quality sucks. And I...
Well, you're going to hate ML this weekend, then.
I remember when... Yeah, I guess there were a few wrinkles today with the Soul of Detroit. Which is doing very well, by the way. You know, he's been
the
out there.
The last episode was phenomenal.
He's been out there busting his ass.
The
out
Chief
there
Craig
one
was great. I love that. That was a good interview.
Yeah.
He has to resign, by the way.
Yeah, the guy asking him to resign is the guest we had on ML Show 2 weeks ago.
You know, this is just getting so stupid because it seems to me we've reached a point where, and I know we all support the protesters, and I do too, but you know what? That doesn't mean you have the gold card to do whatever you want and go wherever you want, whenever you want, and act however you want, and everyone has to just, you know, be perfect in response to it. And by perfect, I'm not even sure what I mean, because this thing with the cars and the people surrounding the cars and beating on them and screaming at them is really stupid. And I don't understand why no one will ask people to stop doing this one thing that is causing all these, you know, hassles and, you know, with people jumping on the cars and then, oh, my God, he was driving so fast he could have killed the person. That driver's terrible. Arrest them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really dumb. And how many times have we seen? I've seen this video like 50 times.
Have you seen the dash cam video?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, where the guy jumps on the car.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there's one guy.
It blocks his view, too.
There's one guy that he breaks and he kind of falls off to the side. And he jumps back on.
Hmm.
So.
Are you doing okay?
Are you really trying to get out of the way?
No. Well, you know, as Chief Craig described him as, I think it's pretty apropos, is agitators.
And I was really annoyed, too, by this whole debate over whether the back window was broken. Because I don't really care if the back window was broken.
Well, no.
I saw what happened, and I would have been scared if I was the driver.
I understand that, but the chief did say the back window was broken, and if it isn't, then that's kind of weird that he would say that.
Yeah, but, okay, how often does Chief Craig tell blatant lies like that? I mean, it just seems there's, if the police say it, don't believe it.
Well,
it's generally the routine. Yeah. And so, you know, they end up showing a picture of it.
I don't want there to be any ambiguity in what he said, though.
And the one of the papers said they did a really... You know, they really zoomed in and investigated, and the window was indeed broken. But it's like, just because someone, you know, who happens to be protesting peacefully, as all people do, says that it wasn't broken, doesn't mean that, you know, the whole world has to sit around investigating whether it's, is there anything that we can take Chief Craig's word for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the question is, will they take Chief Craig's word?
No, they won't. They said it wasn't broken. And they want him to resign, and they want the officer arrested and charged with, I think they even had a charge in mind, but it's just, come on. And they want Mayor Duggan to resign too, I believe.
Yeah, right. Well, that's not going to happen.
But I don't understand for the life of me why some person of authority can't say, you know what, in these protests, when a car comes, you should just let it go through. Instead of crowding around it and yelling at them. And it doesn't have to be a police car to do that.
You are not the boss of me.
The interesting thing is that cop car was escorting them. They were providing them protection, so the roads are closed, so another car wouldn't be able to do what, you know, drive into a group of protesters.
But no, really, no one can say that, you know what, this is a problem when you get around a car and you start taunting the driver. They generally will get screwed up in the head, and they'll get nervous, and they'll feel like they got to drive through it. And then this... you know, this constant refrain of, they drove right into me, they plowed through. They should be charged with manslaughter.
Well, did anybody die?
Get off it. No, no one died, but of course they claim everybody was injured, and you know, they don't know how bad the injuries are yet. Yeah. Well, if you get in front of a car that's frightened because people are pounding on it and breaking the back window, then yeah, you should get the fuck out of the way because that guy's going to take off. And you know, I was watching. I think it was Facebook. There was a post about it, and you look at the responses, and most people say exactly what I'm saying. And there was, well, you know, somebody pops in and goes, "That was attempted murder." And it's just so weird.
Where that, was have, that Jim Bentley that popped in there?
No, it was not Jim Bentley.
Was it? It's crazy.
But you know, you have this same event. It's happened many, many times. No, I don't think it was a troll. I think the person was serious. But I would say it was probably. 70% people saying, just get the fuck out of the way. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the guy's wigged out because you're all screaming at him and whacking the car and breaking the window. So, of course, he's going to drive off. And then about 30% are, you know, it's manslaughter. And, you know, they plowed through the crowd or whatever. You know, honest to God.
That just reminded me of another drop that we don't have. We got to get is, well, I'm hauling off and whacking it. And I'm putting it in a great big bowl.
There have been a lot of drops brought up that I think have just gotten lost in translation somewhere. Yeah. So, you know, speaking of being silent, I thought Nolan Finley had a really interesting opinion piece today. And he's talking about, of course, I like anybody who says what I've been saying, naturally.
Echo chamber?
Well, not exactly, because I haven't seen much conversation like this. Except for Adam Carolla's tweet when he said, hey, let's have an honest conversation about police and race. And then he says, you first. And I thought, well, that's pretty much says it because certain people don't feel they can be part of the conversation. And Neil pointed out that what we're getting.
Nolan.
What we're getting over and over and over is a lecture. And he used the word lecture. And he said, we need a conversation, but. With people feeling that free speech is risky, that there's part of the conversation that doesn't exist.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
And he said, let's see. The mob only wants to hear one thing. I'm sorry for my white privilege and cops are evil. And I think that's fairly accurate. I mean, maybe people will disagree with that, but or some people disagree with it. But I think the cops have been truly, truly demonized, and there's nothing they can do at this point. And then he points out, too, how loosely the term racist is being tossed around. To be called racist is devastating and applied recklessly. And that dissent has been silenced. Just shout people down, make them silent. And you get, and then he has .. 2016 pre-election. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's kind of what I've been thinking is that because I think Trump, honestly, and I don't want to get political. I'm just saying what I think is going to happen is right now it just looks like Biden is going to just maul Trump. He's going to win the swing states. He's going to win the Democratic states. I mean, this could be one of those really big sweeps for the Democratic Party.
But then,
as time goes on and I see more things going on, like statues being yanked down and no one says anything. I mean, honestly, no one says anything.
Wrong.
You can have people... literally wrapping chains around a statue for an hour and no police show up, or if they show up, they just watch. And we all know, I think some people probably think this is great. I'm so glad it's being done this way. But there's a lot of people who I think are saying, what the fuck is going on? I mean,
they're
not necessarily fans of slavery, but they're just wondering, is this really how we're going to decide what we do just by having a mob?
I feel like most people are indifferent to the statues.
No, I think they are. You mean the statues in terms of their importance?
Coming down, going up.
Yeah, I think I'm getting
a little sick of hearing, how do we learn about our heritage and our history without these statues? It's like, well, I ain't fucking go to a statue to learn stuff.
Well, it depends on who you're talking
still there.
To.
It's still easily available to read up on any of these. If anything, I've learned more about these people in the past few months.
Well, it has nothing to do with the statues, though. It's the business that someone spends a lot of money to put a statue up to honor someone, and then a mob decides that that person is not admirable because we know this one thing about them, and that is that more than makes them not admirable, and we're going to rip the statue down, and no police show up. You know, it's like, you know, there's certain things that if the mob decides to tear down, it's not going to be stood for, but not many. I mean, not yet. So hundreds of statues have been ripped down. No one complains. No one says, you know, where are the police? No one says, because the police can't do anything. They cannot win. They cannot go and fight on behalf of a statue.
Well, Kyle will mention it later. The cop who had a victory, I thought he had a very good victory. And then,
who did?
Did you see the Buffalo police officer in the video? Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, he had that argument won until he said something.
What argument?
The guy.
It's a big one. Here, I'll try to pull it up real quick.
Because if you listen to what he's saying and explaining, it makes a lot of sense until he got fed up. I'm talking about the one in Buffalo, right? And what it is, police are trying to arrest and I don't even know what they were trying to do because I felt like they were trying to arrest this guy and then they weren't trying to arrest him and trying to give him help. But the officer is explaining to the lady what you did not see. And the lady's very annoying until this officer said something that isn't going to help matters at all.
Oh, man, it's a four-minute video?
Yeah, but it happens pretty quick. So they're there. It's like outside of a convenience store, 7-Eleven, and you see the guy talking to the police there.
Cameras, too.
Okay. Get away from me. Can you get away from me?
No.
Why?
Move me.
I'm not going to
move me.
You can't get away from me, though.
No.
You can't get away from me.
No, I don't.
Personal space.
Excuse me.
Was he blocking a statue?
No, he's blocking her filming the other officers.
Nope. I don't have a car.
I just saw you in a car.
But it's not mine.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm good.
He's got two crack pipes and just attacked his mother.
It doesn't matter.
How are you?
He doesn't have to talk to you.
He doesn't.
There's no need for all these policemen to handle someone who's on drugs. Mm-hmm. There isn't.
So far he's winning the argument, right?
Do you think you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 people to handle someone who's on drugs?
What's driving me crazy, whether she's right or she's wrong, is people showing up who don't know what the fuck's going on, then telling the police that what they're doing is wrong. And expecting...
But, Drew, the people are getting yelled at right now for not saving George Floyd's life. So now when they see something, don't they have to jump in?
I understand that. But, I mean, imagine if you're the policeman who did not kill George Floyd, and you're a guy that does his job, and you're just doing your job. And you know, I don't want to argue about this, really, honestly. I just want to talk about the fact that statues are coming down. And
okay, well, in the end, when property
is destroyed, generally speaking, that's against the law.
In the end, he calls her a fucking cunt. So that's where he lost the argument. But I thought that, you know, he was kind of, just forget it. Go ahead. Go to the.
Well, the officer has to be perfect. The officers who are under incredible strain and being screamed at and called names constantly. In fact, they were chanting pigs at some cop that was it was similar to the Detroit cop. He's got a crowd around him and they're chanting pig, 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 pig. And he slowly is trying to like wean his way through the crowd. And then they won't let him. They keep staying in front. So he does the same thing most of the cars do. And then, of course, he's committing manslaughter. But these cops, you know, they're supposed to be perfect. And this guy did not stand up to this woman. He flipped out and lost his shit. And so, yeah, maybe is he fired, I suppose?
This cop is suspended.
Suspended, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, great.
Without pay.
The point is, you generally can't destroy public property that's worth, I mean, statues are worth a lot of money. And I'm not in favor of keeping them up either, but just the whole point is that the mob is deciding everything. And that's Nolan Finley's point, is that there's really no other side of the conversation because no one wants to say anything because they don't feel comfortable saying anything. And that is what led to Trump. And I think that's kind of true. I don't think it's going to get Trump elected again. But every time I count him out, I think the only way Trump could win is all these people who are quietly watching this going, I'm just not going to say anything.
Silent majority.
Well, that's the thing.
I don't know that they're a majority, honestly. I don't think it's a big enough. Well, I don't know because it's still going on.
I personally just feel like Trump's going to lose in the fall. But I think what people forget sometimes is when people vote for Trump, it's not always voting for Trump. It's people voting against something. So a lot of times people get sick and tired of the PC stuff, or they maybe are attached to a specific one thing issue, whether it's abortion or religions, which is, you know, much more diverse and all different types of cultural religions that don't like
a lot of one issue voters.
One issue voters. Yeah, I think a lot of Trump's votes can come in that way. It's not necessarily voting for Donald Trump. It's voting against what people are sick
of. Well, there's no doubt that, like you just said, he won because of the whole, you know, for 8 years, it was a whole kumbaya and people really didn't like that and felt like they were being told what to do.
And they didn't. A lot of people feel they can't say anything.
They feel like that now. So what? He didn't do anything to fix that.
I called
him
President Tweety.
Well, who?
Trump. I mean, if he felt that way 4 years ago.
Oh, no. I don't think he's earning anything by mob rule. It doesn't make Trump any better. It just makes people say, you know what?
No,
I don't like this.
I understand that. But nothing has changed in that regard.
Nothing has changed.
Well, if you feel like you couldn't say anything 4 years ago, wouldn't the person feel the same way today?
It's political bullshit.
No, I don't think necessarily. Okay. Recently, yeah, absolutely. But Trump gets the. I really don't want to get into all this. Really, I mean, I'm just thinking about like Colin Kaepernick, and Trump says something, and then a lot of people feel, oh well, shit, I can say something because somebody said something.
That's right.
But I don't think a lot of people liked Colin Kaepernick kneeling. And it's not because they don't support people protesting police brutality. It's just because they just didn't like him kneeling at a football game.
People were offended by that.
And some people were offended probably because of the flag. And that's, you know, if they are, they are. If they aren't, they aren't. But it was not a popular thing with football fans. But no one really said a whole lot until Trump said something. Now, as far as 2016, I don't think this is 2016. But honestly, it's just these are weird times. So. Getting back to Nolan's column, I thought he made a great point that people are just sitting back and getting lectured, and they're not really saying anything back, and they don't really feel they can say anything back, and probably generally speaking, they don't want to say a whole lot back. But I agree with him that a lot of people are silent, and the only reason I felt that way before he wrote this is because I get so many people who say, "Don't use my name." They'll make a really salient point. But they don't want to be attached to anything that might be taken the wrong way. So, you know, then you've got your statues, which, you know, I agree. I don't think people care about statues. I think it's the whole business of lawlessness and mob rule that we're taking this down and there doesn't have to be any process because we just decided that and it sucks. And then and by the way, along those lines, I'm still waiting for Yale to be canceled. Cancel Yale. In fact, Whitmer renamed a building today because Lewis Cass held slaves. So she changed the name of a building by executive order. I don't know what Cass Tech's going to do and the Cass Quarter's going to do.
Free Press put out a list of 10 things named after Cass.
Well, so Cass do they all have to change their name?
Cass Quarter's been renamed.
What is it?
It's Midtown now. That was a slight change that no one really noticed. But the Cass Quarter became Midtown one day.
And today I learned that some dude named Cass existed.
Exactly.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
Everybody's worried about losing our history. I think we've learned more about these people.
In other words, with all these things being renamed, I mean, almost overnight in some cases, it's funny to me that Yale is trying to weasel out of this somehow. And look at all the people that went to Yale who you would think would almost be saying, we can't have our proud university named after a slave trader. And this guy, I mean, we're talking about a slave trader. It's actually a very bad man. And Yale seems to be trying to say, oh, no, it's just the right wing that's mad about this. No, it's the same thing that a lot of other people are being forced to change their names over. Just because it's Yale and it means a lot to you doesn't mean that it too. And I'm not really crazy about this whole, you know, going after people or canceling names or whatever, but fair is fair. And it really, to me, it's more amusing than anything to see Yale try to worm their way out of it. But they might just do it because Yale is very important to a lot of powerful people who don't really think it matters if it's named after a slave trader. So maybe they'll get their way.
What about Thomas Jefferson?
I don't know.
He's one of the worst.
Yeah, I don't know why.
If it's just slavery that they're going to judge people on, he's one of the worst.
What about the Constitution? What about the national anthem? I mean, those things are the biggest things.
What about George Washington? George Washington's terrible.
Some guy was throwing paint balloons at George Washington's monument today, and they were cleaning them off.
Yeah, Trump's been looking for the guy.
He says he's going to give him 10 years in prison.
Well, he signed that executive order, and I think I know where to find that guy.
But George Washington didn't do shit. He could suck my fucking dick. I fucking hate that faggot.
I can't believe Trump keeps posting all those wanted posters over and over and over of all these different people.
I know.
For the Washington Memorial?
For all of them.
Well, it's kind of interesting that, you know, you can, in fact, some of the statues that have come down were not anti-slavery people.
Why were they down? Who took them down?
I think people just were angry, and there's a statue in...
My favorite removal is still, Hey Reb, the Running Rebel. It's a fictitious character.
People are fighting over, it's a statue in Melvindale? I think it's in Melvindale. Did you guys see that?
No.
Yeah, and they have a lot of people. It's a local artist that made the statue, and they don't feel, I don't know why, but they don't feel it's offensive, and another group feels it is, so they were having a standoff. No social distancing, by the way, at the standoff.
Is it a statue?
Yeah, I think it was a statue. And there was a second one that was also going to be taken down that I think is called Lady Progress. I have no idea what that means.
Well, the protesters took down the Hans Christian Hegg, who was a famous abolitionist. He fought his entire life to, free slaves. They brought it down because they didn't know.
Do you arrest the guy that took that down? I mean, how can you just take a statue down and nothing happens? And no one says anything. Why are not, I would think at least people in the Democratic Party would say, there's a better way to do this. Somebody get hurt. We're going to do some quick legislating, and we're going to get these statues put away somewhere, or we're going to, until time as we decide what to do with them, because someone decided to put them up for some reason. It wasn't just because
a lot of the Confederate ones were put up by the Daughters of the Confederacy.
Yeah, wonderful group.
Exactly.
D.A.R.
But there's not much disagreement. There's not much disagreement about those. I think it's
no, when, I don't think so. But
when it's extended to George Washington and Jefferson,
but like, it's not. Hey. It doesn't make sense to pull statues down by just a mob that gets mad and goes by. It should be done in a way that makes sense. But
you know what a good look is, by the way. A good look is a pedestal without the statue on it. Have you ever seen the picture? Those pictures?
Yeah, they're all over the place. Wonder how many statues are still up.
Why do people care so much about statues?
I don't think they really do.
On either
side. It just seems like it's a thing, and it starts, right. And it just goes, and the mob says, well, that one, this one, this one, this one, and no one does anything, because everyone's paralyzed because no one can say anything. And Biden today said that Biden actually had a press conference today. Or was it a press conference, or did he just take questions? Yeah, and in fact, he was asked about cognitive decline. And he said that he's tested constantly and that he's not in cognitive decline.
You know what's funny, though? Why would he even respond to that?
I don't.
Are you surprised
that
he would even respond to that? Because you almost give it credence when you respond.
Well, to say he's tested constantly was a little weird. It's like, wouldn't just one test every year be good enough? Anyway, it wasn't just the statues, though. CHOP in Seattle, which is incredible what's going on there. One of the medics at CHOP said they had 300, there were 300 shots. In other words, people pulled the trigger 300 times. I don't know if they're shooting in the sky or whatever, and they weren't all shooting at people, or they were missing them if they did, but he called it a war zone. Now, this is the guy from CHOP, not someone on the outside. And he urged people not to come in because he says it's very dangerous. Meanwhile, they can't send the police in. The one group, and I wonder if it's going to come to the police ending CHOP, because no one else can seem to do it.
Well, they removed the barriers today, and then...
They put up new barriers. CHOP, So,
which did you see the new barriers?
I know those couches and barrels
a trash can and an orange cone.
Yeah. No, they
nice
are
barrier.
They're going to
Look
have
at me,
to be.
I'm looking for the trash can.
They're going to have to be removed somehow, and it's going to be really shitty. But there were, he said, 300 rounds were fired on Sunday night. And he said, let's see, went to remove barriers. The protesters lined up new ones. And then they, I thought this was funny. They had some community activist hand out flyers to leave by noon today. Mm. And they're not leaving. Protesters say the violence is not the protesters and that they shouldn't be blamed for it. So they say, fuck you. Nothing's different. It's still the summer of love. It's just that crazy people are coming in here and shooting people or shooting their guns off. But protesters also said they're mobilizing in the event that they try to remove any more barriers and that they do not trust the city or the police. That was pretty much their statement, was that they're mobilizing and that they don't trust the city or the police. So I don't know how this is supposed to end. The mayor's office only said that the original message has been undermined by violence. Yeah. So the mayor is kind of clinging to the fact that this was a good idea, but it just got kind of warped. But, I mean, this is pretty incredible that this is still going on, especially with the latest shooting, which was a 16-year-old's dead and a 14-year-old was shot. And he's, I guess, in serious condition, but it sounds like he'll live. And this is another one where, how is this happening? I mean, I think a lot of people view it as... not like the statues, but sort of like the statues. Like, so this is, you can just do this stuff and nobody does anything and nobody cares and nobody minds.
Well, the police gave up their precinct.
They said they did not give up their precinct. They said they were told to give up their precinct because so
just, who told them?
That's what no one seems to want to say, but it sounds like the mayor because they were the, not the police, but other people were anticipating a confrontation that would be very ugly.
Well, like Chief Craig said on ML show, he said that was one of the big mistakes in LA was the police retreating, and he thinks that was the big mistake in Minneapolis when they burned down that precinct, and seems to be the big mistake with CHOP.
Well, there's no, I mean, you have to have order of some kind, and frankly, the people I feel for the most, the people that live there and the people that have businesses there, because the way they put it, I thought was fair enough. They're complicit with a group that wants to take over the area. They've allowed this to happen. They've allowed it to go on. They've allowed it to fester to the point that it's, you know, as far as it not being safe, I don't know why that is, but there's a lot of shit going on. The cops can't get in there, and rapes, multiple rapes, not just one rape, rapes plural. So, you know, I don't know why anybody would want to be inside CHOP, but apparently enough people do that it goes on. And Dan Springer used to work for Channel 7. Nobody remembers Dan Springer?
No.
Did you see his picture, by the way?
I did, because you can buy a headshot from 1995 when he worked for Channel 7 for $8 on the internet.
Who would be selling a 8x10?
Dan Springer.
He can't be.
No, I
know, really?
I don't think he is. But could you imagine?
I know, that's pretty funny. Yeah. Well, he was in CHOP, and he's with Fox News now, and he was with CNN for a while too. So I'm not sure what Dan Springer's all about, but he's been working nonstop. I just remember he left Channel 7, and
he's just a reporter. I mean, what?
Yeah, I think
he's
went
not
to
a host. He's not a talking head.
I believe he went to CNN first, and now he's at Fox. So anyway, he's in CHOP. He's trying to interview people, and at some point, the video I saw today, it looked like a female sort of shoved him, but she says he shoved her. So the next thing you know, Dan Springer is barricaded in an SUV with a security.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her.
Two security guards and CHOP will not let them out. They're just surrounding the SUV, and they're demanding that Dan Springer apologize to this girl. And Dan Springer is recording the outside, and they're all recording him sitting in the passenger seat of the SUV, which is like...
I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
I mean, I hope that nobody is forced to watch either one of those videos, because they look pretty dreadful.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't know. If he has anybody seen this video?
Yeah. Inside Edition did a story on it.
Anyway, he did get out. He eventually got out.
I love Inside Edition.
How'd he get out?
Maybe apologize to the girl, but they were, as he's walking with his, got two security guards, so apparently Fox News won't send anybody in there without security guards. But as he's walking out, they're kind of chirping at him, and he eventually just gets to their car and they drive off because there's not,
I'm going to go now,
50 people to block or barricade the car. So, yeah. So, anyway, crazy, crazy stuff.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah, I guess so. But
Inside Edition also had the, what are they calling them, Brandon? The two people in St. Louis with the guns?
They're calling them Ken and Karen from what I see.
He finally broke his silence.
Ken and Karen.
Oh, he's had a lot to say.
Yeah, that's the two people who are.
Wait, are you telling me Inside Edition lied to me?
I think they did. Because I think he'd already broken his silence. I just saw the video today. I had not seen the video until today. I sort of had heard about the story yesterday, but today I watched the video, and you know, there are all these little, you know, again, the weeds just drive me crazy. Like, they didn't break the window of the police car, and in this case, it's they didn't break the gate, and he says they broke the gate to leading to his private property.
Yeah, it's a gated community.
It's
somebody
a private,
broke the gate.
It's a private. It's a private street.
The person with the gun who's scared of the people without the gun.
Well, he said people did have guns. He said a lot of the people had guns. But I thought it was really funny that he and his attorney both made a point to say that he was agitated and frightened by the white protesters. And he supports BLM. And in fact, both the McCloskeys are BLM supporters. And in their office, he has an anti-slavery broadsheet on the wall. Now, what is an anti-slavery? I have no idea what it is, but it was his way of saying that I have something about slavery on my wall, and it's anti-slavery.
Okay.
So you can't be mad at me.
Yeah, you can.
He is. If he wasn't threatened then, he's being threatened now. Many death threats. Threats to burn his house down. He's disconnected his phones. Website is down. The law firm. He and his wife are lawyers, and they boarded up the law firm. So
that sucks.
I don't know
what happens
to this guy, or if it just blows over.
Were the other neighbors scared?
I'm not going to trial with this attorney.
I don't know what happened to the other neighbors. One of the neighbors is the mayor, and that's the mayor's house. They wanted to go and chant in front of and protest because the mayor, I guess, she mentioned the names of some people who want to defund the police.
Yeah.
So they decided that she has to resign. Is she a Republican?
I have no idea.
She is a Democrat.
And the city attorney, who is a Democrat, says that she may charge them because protests. Walking on private property was part of a nonviolent demonstration. Peaceful protesters were met by guns and a violent assault. Now, I don't know what the violent assault is. Is that just pointing the guns at them? Because they didn't shoot them. They didn't shoot anybody.
No.
They pointed, though. The one girl looks like Carol Baskin holding that little gun.
Carol Baskin.
We must protect the right to peacefully protest. Any attempt to intimidate or threaten protesters will not be tolerated. And she added that protests are supposed to make people uncomfortable, and many, many obedient protesters break laws.
Well, then they're not obedient.
I don't really understand what I mean. I've seen photos
of the gate. I mean, if you have a gated community and people are walking all over your yard, don't you have a right to have a gun? I mean, not necessarily shooting at them, but
you know,
I don't know.
Were they? I didn't know they were on their property. That does change it.
Well, it's private property. It's not. It's a gated community. It's a private road. I don't know what that means, honestly. He said, in his words, once they cross through that gate, he said it's like being in my living room, which is not like being in his living room.
Do they have stand your ground? He should have just shot them all.
Well, I don't think he wanted to shoot anybody. He just wanted them out of his private property.
I just see a couple couple people walking on the grass, like just off the sidewalk.
Well, no, he's saying that all of it's private property.
Sure, I understand. Now,
the minute they go inside the gate, it's private property. But this whole business of, you know, comparing it to the storming of the Bastille, which he must have said three times, is like, okay, so you read A Tale of Two Cities by Dickens. Ooh! I mean, I thought he was a little self-important about it. But this is just the kind of shit that is going to happen, and I don't know if I really like any of it. Like, I don't really like people pulling guns on people protesting. But I don't like protesters, you know, busting their way into a private, you know, whatever it's called.
Now, I know that there was some damage done, but we saw J.R. Smith beat the shit out of a protester that came to his place. Now,
and
granted,
nobody had a problem with that.
He was causing damage.
He was causing damage. But, yeah, nobody cared that he beat the shit out of that dude.
Yeah, so these people, you know, it's one of those things. I'm sure people are arguing vociferously about it, but... I just think it's...
If anything, I've seen people have fun with it in the memes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. God, no, people are good. People are making fun of them, and they're getting a lot of shit, and...
that picture is great.
There's so many great movie posters.
Those are some good memes.
I mean,
in fact, this might have to be the cover.
I see. I know where you're going.
But again, you know...
Wait, is that the gate? I haven't seen the gate yet. Go back up.
Oh, yeah, this is the gate.
The gate's a little bent up.
It's destroyed.
But the
wait a sec.
And again, the protesters say they didn't do it.
Can I ask a dumb question? What about the road? Is there a gate on the road? Because that's a sidewalk.
I think there's a gate. Yeah, there's a gate on the road that you can't get through. It's a bigger gate.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Well, was that one busted up?
Nope, it was the small gate.
They went through the other gate.
I see what you're saying. Okay.
So, yeah, it's... you can't stop protesters from protesting wherever they're protesting. And if you're uncomfortable, too bad. You're supposed to be uncomfortable. Now, I just don't like this business of pulling guns on people. But he claims that people had guns and they threatened to do things and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, who are you going to believe in the end?
Wasn't it always weird, though, when one house would like where one person does something? Like, what about the other neighbors?
Well, this was the first house.
Yeah.
This was as soon as they broke through the gate.
Did they go further or no?
I don't know.
They went down to the mayor's house. They did.
Okay.
But, you know, I don't know that you can say that the other people actively decided they were no threat and didn't do anything or if they support them. I honestly have not read a thing about the neighbors. I mean, maybe they weren't home.
I'd kill you if I had my gun.
I think they had to walk a ways to get to the mayor's house. So, or maybe they thought that the McCloskeys would protect them if anything happened.
Well, I mean, would we be seeing something similar if we saw, I don't know, people breaking down gates in, you know, the East Village in New York or in Grosse Pointe in Detroit? You know,
you'd have some unhappy people, definitely. And I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of this business of attacking people at when they're eating dinner at a restaurant or, you know, going to people's houses. I think it's bullshit. And, you know, the answer is always, well, if you're uncomfortable, then you're uncomfortable. It is to be killed by a police officer. You know, it's like it's always that. It's like there's no way to really argue your side. But I'm just not a big fan of that. I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't want to do it to somebody else either. So,
I am not a fan.
James Brown's estate is finally settled after 14 years.
This story, I was flabbergasted about. I didn't know any of this stuff.
Well, I knew it wasn't settled, but it's all because... the ending is really funny because they...
Yeah!
This has been in every courtroom in South Carolina. I mean, it's gone all the way to South Carolina Supreme Court, and everything's been appealed, and it's all about his last wife, Tommy Ray Heine. And I didn't realize he was even married to this chick, but they were. And
what'd you say?
After 14 years, they finally determined that she doesn't matter because she didn't annul her previous marriage.
This is a man's world!
And apparently no one knew this, but now they do. So she has no claim to his money. And she made so much drama when he died in 2006. I guess the James Brown people, whoever the people are, locked her out of his 60-acre estate, and she was, of course, on TV. They had cameras, and she was crying and sobbing, shaking the gates, trying to get in. And then this whole legal thing started, and then at one point they said, well, James doesn't have any money anyway. So they auctioned off all of his shit because he had bills that weren't paid, and nobody seemed to be in charge, and didn't know what to do. So anyway, this auction raised almost $1 million. They paid off a bunch of bills.
I'm going to say I feel good.
And then it was brought up that, well, he does have a lot of music that he's written, and it does get played a lot, and so there are royalty checks going somewhere, and there's movies that also want
Ted,
music.
Where you at?
So who gets all his money?
Well, I'm getting to that, but I wanted to point this, that his estate was so maniacally haphazard that estimates still...
I'm shocked.
I know. Estimates still vary that his estate is worth from $5 million to $100 million,
oh, wow.
Somewhere in there. And they ruled in the end that the Tommy Ray Heine is not his wife. She's entitled to nothing. And that James Brown's wish will be honored to create his A Feel Good Trust, which will provide education for children.
What about his? Don't they have a kid together?
No. They don't have a kid.
Don't?
I don't think they do.
I thought they did.
No. Uh-uh.
I'm going to say I feel good.
I think his kids are entitled to a certain percentage, and they have to split it, but there's a lot of kids.
Wow.
And the I Feel Good Trust will absorb the bulk of the money. So, oh, my God.
What a mess.
Ezekiel Elliott was on Twitch, I guess, and he forgot to...
10 kids, by the way, for James Brown.
I mean, he's probably got 1,000 kids. All the raw dog loads he drops.
What happened to Ezekiel Elliott? He didn't know he was still recording.
Yeah. Here, I'll play it for you. Here it is on the computer. It's very quick and almost over. He was doing some sort of a live feed. I think it was for video games or something like that. And he ended it like this.
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro. Oh, no, I didn't even end my stream yet.
What? He stops it in the middle of a sentence because...
Oh, bro, I'm low-key faded, bro. Are you? Oh, no, I didn't even end my stream yet.
What is he saying?
He was low-key faded. He's just saying he was really stoned.
Oh, okay.
And then he realized, oh, shoot, I didn't end my live stream. And so people just picked up on it. But the big question is... Is somebody going to come and, you know, tattle on him? Is he going to get drug tested by the NFL?
Low-key means stoned?
Well, I think he was saying low-key, like, not really. Faded means stoned, but the low-key part means he was keeping it on the, you know, keeping it quiet.
Okay, I'm really out of it. I wouldn't even know what that meant. Yeah. Hey, did you see the big petition that everybody's signing about Paris Jackson?
Is this in regards to her latest role that she was born to play?
Yeah, Paris Jackson is supposed to star in an upcoming movie as Jesus. And the movie also starred. It's kind of, I don't know, if I was Bella Thorne, I'd be kind of pissed. Why is
Jesus? Jesus was a white man, too.
Why would Paris Jackson be the lead in a movie that Bella Thorne is in? Bella Thorne is a street-smart party girl with a Jesus fetish. Mm. And Paris plays a gender-bending take on Jesus. In fact, she has a nose ring. Jesus has a nose ring.
Cool.
And oh, sounds like a great one.
That's sort of what I was thinking.
Who's writing it?
Who would go to this movie?
Well, who wrote it?
I don't know.
I mean, is it funny? Is it what's it supposed to be?
It's a movie about Jesus.
Well, about lesbian Jesus.
Gender-bending Jesus.
Do you want to see the trailer?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, here
the
it is.
The last trailer Paris provides.
Jesus! Before Abraham was who?
Jesus!
Who's the first and the last?
Jesus!
Are you a lesbian?
The devil hear this, who do I have by my side?
Jesus!
Who's the lily of the valley?
Jesus!
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death... Who's by my side?
Misery timbers.
Say Jesus, beloved.
Jesus.
If I wake up in hell in the morning, who do I look up to?
Jesus.
Shout it loud and say, Jesus.
Jesus.
I can't hear
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah, scissor.
Jesus.
Yeah, scissor me, Alice.
Jesus.
You're crazy.
I'm not scissoring.
Jesus.
Oh, scissor me timbers.
Oh, man, Duvall is so awesome in that movie. God, he's so good. The Apostle. I hadn't seen that movie in so long, and I watched it with absolute joy. Unmitigated mirth. He is so damn good. And he's married to... Do you guys remember the movie at all?
Yeah, I remember it. Yeah.
Remember who he's married to in the movie?
Mm-mm.
Farrah Fawcett.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Farrah, who looks great.
She's had her death anniversary.
That's right. But how strange, Robert Duvall and Farrah Fawcett?
Yeah, no, doesn't fit.
She dumps him for a hotter, younger guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So that makes sense, I suppose.
Who played the guy?
I don't remember.
I can't remember either.
John Wayne Airport is no longer John Wayne Airport.
Oh, it's official?
Well, they said they're changing it. They were facing massive pressure.
Is the revelation that he played Genghis Khan, was that the last straw?
I don't know. No, the Playboy interview is the whole ball of wax.
Right,
it's all about this Playboy interview he gave, and he said some dumb things. But his family is livid about this because they say John Wayne was not a racist and that he would have pulled that cop off of George Floyd.
Anyone can even know that.
I know. That's real easy to say, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it so easy to say?
Anyone can even know that.
Should be the defense of everybody. Hey, Yale would have pulled those cops off of George Floyd.
Anyone can even know that.
Hey, John Calhoun would have pulled those cops off George Floyd.
Anyone can even know that.
When you think about it, an airport.
Hitler would have pulled those cops off of George Floyd.
Like, anyone can even know that.
An airport in, where's it, Palm Springs?
Orange County, I thought, in L.A.
Versus an institution of higher learning. Wouldn't you think people would be more bent out of shape about the institution of higher learning, which is mentioned all the time? Yale comes up constantly. And certainly a slave trader is worse than John Wayne.
Well, yeah. I mean,
I mean,
like I said, though,
anyone can even know that.
Yale, he would have pulled him off.
He's a slave trader. He wouldn't have.
I didn't even know there was a person named Yale.
I didn't either. I had no idea.
Yes, that's part of the problem. Wouldn't it be great if the Orange County Airport just decided to get totally crazy and be the shock airport and just add Gacy to it?
Well, it would get the attention off of John Wayne. Gacy was not a racist, as far as I know.
Started coming on to me.
I mean, sometimes you wonder, well, is John Gacy a better person than John Wayne in light of the Playboy interview? I mean, have we really underrated John Gacy, who seems to have no racist inklings?
Was that air traffic control we just heard from John Wayne Gacy Airport?
And then he started coming on to me.
Okay,
this is what happens if you make a soft field landing.
Does grass make you horny?
I like to when they're looking for a runway. Let's see. Here's
yeah, and this is what happens when they need to
get on your knees and get on it.
I mean, how many people are really walking around?
They wanted to go down on me.
I mean, there are a lot of people going around going, this is really painful to me, this John Wayne Airport, because what happens is nobody gives a shit.
No.
And then all of a sudden someone, probably some white girl, digs up...
yeah, in her 20s.
digs up this Playboy interview and says, look at this, everybody!
Yeah.
And then,
you know how this happens with guys.
The suggestion is that, you know, by mere existence... this airport, you know, and if it ever comes up in conversation, is causing terrible pain to people. But the truth is, they never would have felt any pain if they hadn't known, because they didn't know. And nobody was talking about this Playboy interview, but that's what happens when you start doxing people and diving. I mean, I don't even know, why did someone start looking at all of John Wayne's interviews?
Oh, well, they were beaten off to a Playboy, and they just came across the interview, clearly. Clearly. Yeah.
So, but the thing about Yale is Yale.
I love that the son said, hey, would have pulled the cops up. That was a good move.
Get the fuck out of here. You don't know that.
That was a good move, though,
like,
man.
Anyone can even know.
That was a pretty good line. I gotta give that guy credit.
Yale seems to have a new kind of shield, though. You know, there are shields to being canceled.
Yeah, because a lot of alumni are very powerful people.
They have another shield, though, that I didn't realize existed until it started coming up recently. And Jimmy Kimmel jumped on the bandwagon and said, I really didn't want to... I mean, he sounded like Trump, this whole business of I didn't want to apologize because it would make these people so happy. Remember when Trump said I didn't want to wear the mask because it would make the media so happy? Kimmel says I didn't want to apologize because I knew it would make these Trump supporters happy. And then he... You know, not only was it not really an apology, it was more of a sorry, not sorry, because he goes on to say that I was made up to look like Karl Malone. I mean, he doesn't say I realize how horrible blackface is. He kind of says what I think a lot of people say about, you know, the guy that did Curtis Blow said, I love Curtis Blow, so I dressed up as Curtis Blow. But Kimmel took advantage of the fact that it was people on the right who were putting all this pressure on. What he did wasn't any different than other people who've worn blackface, who've been given all this shit, like Megan. Well, she didn't wear blackface. She talked about blackface. But as soon as it's the right wing demanding it, then it seems like it's sort of a shield. Howard Stern used the same shield. The right wing dug up this, and nobody on the left retweets it, and so la-di-da. And Yale pulled the same move the other day when they said, you know, this is just a right wing poke. In other words, this is people on the right wing trying to hurt Yale, and Yale's wonderful, and it doesn't matter.
All I know is Jimmy Kimmel would have pulled those cops off of George Floyd.
Like, anyone can even know that.
I couldn't agree with you more. And so would whatever his name is, Yale. I can't think of his first name.
Like, anyone can even know that.
Mr. Yale.
But I love this idea that
something weird.
If you do something, something really horrible and painful to black people, if people on the left call it out, then it's got to be dealt with, and something, it better be a really good apology. But if people on the right are the ones that discover it, then it doesn't matter. Let it go, because they just want it to hurt someone on the left. So it's not real. Well, even though it is real, it's the same thing.
Well, maybe one side cares way too more about that stuff than the other side.
But if you care enough to go crazy over someone doing it, then just because Don Trump Jr. points it out, you should care the same amount, because it's the same thing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
But that's how fucked up we are right now. And I saw that Ice Cube was in Jake Tapper's face because Jake Tapper was calling out Louis Farrakhan for being anti-LGBTQ, among other things.
Hey, Louis Farrakhan would have pulled those cops off of George Floyd.
So like, would Ice Cube.
You know who else would have? Jake Tapper.
And Ice Cube.
Like, together. Anyone can even know.
Would have brought them together. Can't we all get together over our hatred for Derek Chauvin? Couldn't he really bring the country together?
It seemed like it was working for a while. But Jake Tapper, I mean, it doesn't seem like... Is it really controversial to say Louis Farrakhan is anti-Semitic and he's a misogynist? I mean, that's fairly well established, isn't it? Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, more than established. Mm-hmm. So Ice Cube tweets back at Jake Tapper.
His protection.
Watch your mouth, Jake!
Farrakhan's protected by religion.
Well, I don't think that works all that well. But anyway, Ice Cube, he's in the middle of this whole anti-Semitic Jewish thing, but he has a shield, too. Why is Ice Cube have a shield? Is it just, can you cancel black people or can you not cancel black people? Because honestly, if it was a white actor who said all these things about Jewish people, they'd be in deep shit. Not only that, he's saying people tried to say he was hacked and he said, fuck no, I was not hacked. This is me and here comes more.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
Mm-hmm. Is Jesse Smollett technically canceled? It doesn't seem like it. I mean, I don't think I would hire him.
He's emboldened.
He is. He's canceled.
But, I mean, people in that sort of cancel world where you do something, one thing, and it's so bad that people just say, bye.
He got taken out by MAGA country. I said, what the hell was that?
Russell Simmons even has defenders. In fact, they gave Oprah so much shit, she backed out of the documentary. So it does seem that there's a difference there. I'm not sure what it is, but, I mean, Ice Cube just seems to keep tweeting and tweeting and tweeting, and it doesn't matter how many times he tweets.
Yeah.
Brandon, did you see the list of the top porn stars in order from 1 to 370?
Ooh.
I did see it. Name I found all. It incorrect. I didn't see some names on there, and some names I saw way too low. But
whatever. Where'd your man Johnny Sins end up?
No, there wasn't.
I don't know if
males.
It was all women, right?
Oh.
Somebody texted me today and said, so is this going to inspire Brandon to do the list for male porn stars?
Oh, hardy har har. Like, I know them all. I only know, like, four names of it. Come on.
Come on. You know bone structure of all these guys.
That's not true.
And
I know,
boner.
Like... Okay, I know.
Okay, you know,
one
bone
dude.
Structure, penis size, and that's about it.
Like I said, I've told you, I've explained this in the past. You knew who, what, the big porn star of the 70s was who? John Holmes, right? 80s was Ron Jeremy.
No, the big,
Peter North.
The big porn star of the 70s was Linda Lovelace and Behind the Green Door, Marilyn Chambers.
Just saying, if you know the one guy who dominated, you know, the decade, like Johnny Sins has the past 10 years, and the 10 before that was probably that what's Farrah's boyfriend's name? James Dean, who played Robin in the Batman
that dominant?
Triple X parody.
I mean, I haven't really seen much of his stuff, not like you, but.
Well, I don't agree with some of the rankings here, personally.
Who's Mia Malkova? She's allegedly number one.
Mia Malkova is a fantastic. She's probably in the top 10, I would say.
What makes her so
great
good?
Great ass. She's got a good butt, and she's blonde, and she does a lot of good work. Yeah.
Let's see some.
Are you familiar with Lana Rhodes?
I'm familiar with Lana Rhodes. Lana Rhodes is the girl who cried and was all upset because Instagram closed her account. And so because of that, she shot right up to number one on the porn searches, and it totally reinvigorated her career.
Wow.
Now, Riley Reid definitely needs to be up there. Where is she at?
She's at 15.
Okay, she deserves top 10 because of
interesting.
Her.
Interesting.
Yes.
She is stopped from being top 10 by Abella Danger, Nikki Benz, Angela White, Sophie D at number 6, Nicole Aniston, Jennifer's niece, I think, Kendra Sutherland at number 8, Sarah J is number 9, and Romy Rain is number 10.
Okay. Where's Nikita?
Alexis, Texas, number 11. Nikita is not on the list.
What?
I know. I was bullshit.
Well, that's not right.
Did you say you said Sutherland? Kendra Lust has to be somewhere on there. I think she's a local gal.
Not bad, huh?
She probably is. Gina Valentina is number 20. Madison Ivy, 19.
Madison Ivy is pretty damn good.
Is she?
Is there no Gabby Carter on there? She's an up-and-comer. I'm telling you, if you haven't seen Gabby Carter, you need to just Google her.
I didn't know.
Gabie Carter. Gabby Carter.
Tori Black was 18. Tori Black.
Hey, fun fact. She played Catwoman in the Batman Triple X parody, and she banged both Dale DeBone, who was Batman, and James Dean, who was Robin.
Interesting.
Danny Daniels, no relation to Trudy, is 17. Asa Akira is 16. Riley Reid, 15. Adriana Chechik is 14. Elsa Jean, 13. Valentina Nappi at 12. And Alexis Texas at 11 to round out the top 20. Stormy Daniels was number 37.
Ugh. What? Yikes.
Yeah, I know.
Neville's time but a little bit.
Maybe in 2004 when Ben Roethlisberger was trying to bang her, but no.
Autumn Falls, by the way, is number 36. Autumn Falls? What a name.
Pretty stupid.
Tiana Trump, is that a Trump relative?
What is so
28?
Funny about Autumn Falls? She's beautiful girl, brunette.
I'm sure she is. Is there anybody that we need to watch? I mean, is Mia Malkova, do we need to see what number one looks like?
Mia Malkova is fantastic. Sure, I'll show you a video.
I mean, do you have a favorite video of hers?
A favorite?
Yeah. Like, what's her specialty?
Oh, here's a porno
this
alert.
This is a crystal porno alert!
Ooh, la la.
There's some porn coming!
Great.
Skanky, disgusting porn is coming soon, Crystal.
Hands
up, Crystal!
Fucking shoot! What is wrong with you?
And I will spank my butthole a little bit.
Alright, so.
What the fuck are you guys doing?
Hey, what? Don't you knock anymore?
This is a trailer?
Okay.
Which one is she?
Yes. Fine, but you can't tell anybody.
Alright, I'll show you. This is what she's known for right here.
That?
The butt. She's known for having
it's
a great
not her
ass.
Butt. Oh.
Yeah.
I thought you
and
meant
she's
in
a
it.
Gamer.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but what does her face look like?
Oh, I don't know.
Is she on Twitter, too?
Oh, I'm sure she is. She's probably on OnlyFans, though.
What's that?
Here she is. She's really pretty.
Oh, she is very pretty.
And so is that Jennifer Aniston's niece. What was her name? Nicole Aniston. She's really pretty, too. She's a blonde. I was expecting to see, like, Lisa Ann or a Brandy Love, just because I know they're the MILFs, but a lot of people really, really like that MILF category, and so they get selected quite.
Who's the hottest MILF, Brandon?
It depends on where you categorize MILF. you know, at what age or if they just had a child.
MILFs are hot. A really hot MILF is, there's something really hot about a hot MILF. I don't know.
Brandy Love does a ton of MILF stuff.
Look how hot Mom is.
I think Caden Cross might be crossing over into that. She's really pretty too. She's a good MILF mom.
Did you guys watch a scene while I was heating my coffee?
Kind of. He sped through it. It was really confusing at first, but it's really about her butt, I guess.
The butt.
Jenna Jameson is number 322 now. She's really moved down.
Jeez.
Hey, is Brie Daniels Charlie Sheen's?
Brie Olsen was Sheen's.
Okay.
Who made this list, just out of curiosity?
Some guy on Twitter.
Some guy on Twitter.
Some guy.
There's no better source than some guy on Twitter.
Well,
some
Barstool was so impressed that Barstool made a big deal out of it.
I see it. Yeah.
Brie Daniels, she's a short-headed redhead if you guys want to check her out. But I'm telling you, if there's one recommendation and if there's one search
Brandon knows number 261 by name.
Knows them all.
Do you know Savannah Six?
I'm just saying, Gabby Carter, Googler. That's the one that you want to at
Gabby
least get to know.
Gabby! She's number 50. Gabby Carter. Can we see Gabby Carter? Tell us about her, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, I'll show you Gabby Carter.
I'm looking at, you know, Pornhub has
their
most popular ones, and Mia Malkova is fourth on there.
She's number one here.
And Riley Reid's second. Where was Lana Rhodes on
that? She's number two.
Okay, she's number one on... but what cracks me up is Riley
Reid's
She's
only number one because of that stupid video.
Riley Reid's headshot is just a great headshot. She's posing with a penis.
Oh, let me see.
Like, not a dildo, but an actual penis. Isn't that great?
All right, here you go. Funny.
That's adorable.
Johnny Sins is 23. Crystal
is Is the porn alert playing at a really low level?
It is. I'm going to boost it.
Crystal, get to your desk and turn it down. This is a Crystal porno alert.
Yeah. All right. Oh. Here we go.
Great.
Gabby, what are you doing?
Whoa, who's this?
Hey. No, stop.
Is that Gabby?
Nice boobs.
What are you doing? Put your clothes back on.
What's wrong with this guy? Why does he want her to put her clothes on?
Is that Gabby?
What are you doing, Gabby?
Yes.
Gabby! Oh, my God. Gabby's pretty.
Ooh, la, la.
So, yeah, like,
let's hear some of the audio.
Do her green blobs bother you, Drew? Because she's got a lot of tats.
Where's she blobbed?
Every limb, arms and legs.
Are we looking at the same thing?
Yeah, up there.
It's Saturday. It's my day off.
Look at her thigh. Look at her bicep.
I see the blob underneath her bikini.
I mean, every leg, every arm has a blob.
I didn't really notice her blobs that much for some reason. I mean,
her boobs are in the way.
Her boobs aren't blobs. Oh, man.
What was wrong with the guy in the scene? Why do you want her to get dressed?
That was a big jump cut.
It was probably a professional setting. You know, maybe they were trying to sell this house or something.
Oh, I was afraid that it was a stepsister.
Those are some big natural
boobs.
What's the
title? Hold on. Blonde stepsister gets banged by her horny stepbrother. I don't know why this.
Oh, that's her stepbrother? Oh, no wonder he wanted her close to it. He's her stepbrother.
For some reason, stepbrothers and stepsisters is every single headline.
Well, they're not blood. I mean, they're not. Technically, it's not incest, but it's
still
really wrong. It's just wrong.
Come on, baby.
Let's see. Is the guy still arguing with her while he's having sex now?
I mean, his penis is in her now.
No,
I wonder how this will end.
I think they came to an agreement of some sorts.
This could be an awkward ending because he's his stepbrother. Let's see if he shamefully pulls out.
Well, I think
he's gonna pull out really embarrassed.
I think he's basically a passenger at this point. His dick's in control.
Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh yeah, he's fine with it.
Or he's gonna get really soft and just embarrassingly walk away because it's his stepsister.
Yeah, what if I hope stepmom or dad doesn't?
Wait, he's playing with her boobs now. That's inappropriate.
It says go to spankmaster.com for the full video.
He's already well past the idea of banging her or not.
Oh, and that's it. God. I can't believe my dick just barfed that much.
That's funny.
That girl should be number one. She's pretty.
Can I see?
Gabby's great.
Okay, Lana Rhodes or Mia Malkova? They're one and two. Mia's number one. Lana's number two.
And I would take Mia Malkova all day over Lana Rhodes. No offense,
let's
but...
just say they had to throw her underwear out at the A&P.
Well, you already saw Mia, so bring up Lana Rhodes. I just want to know what's going on in porn. It's not that I want to bring all this.
Who would you rather nail? I disqualify myself because I done them both.
I want to see if I can find that that video of what made her famous. Here it is. This is why she became big.
There are two things Brandon is truly into. One is porn, and one is Cameo.
About why my account is deleted.
She's an ugly crier.
I never posted anything on there that showed nipples.
I have no skills.
What is wrong with you?
I never did any of that. I don't even use DMs or talk to people on there.
Why'd this throw off? Will she tell us?
Why is she breathing so hard?
Seriously, having a panic attack.
What a fake cry.
She's hyperventilating.
Can someone please respond to me and get back to me about why my account was deleted?
You need to learn how to suck some goddamn dick.
Oh, she knows how. So this was published in July of 2019. And yes, she is still riding this wave 1 year later because she's the number one. Here, I'll give you some example.
Boy, I don't want no tissue.
If they're in the zeitgeist, Brandon knows everything about them.
That's not true. I just do some research for the show. That's all. I know this much about all.
You didn't even know
the
list existed. Let's go to the bathroom and climax into that thin toilet paper.
Okay, here is a very, very famous. It's from It's a Family Thing, Part 2.
Great.
Starring Lana Rhodes.
Great.
Oh my God, Marcus. Yeah, what?
Is that her stepbrother?
I had so much fun with you today.
Me too.
They just got done playing tennis.
I'm so happy.
Brandon, is that a stepbrother or stepfather?
I'm unaware. Yeah.
He's got a tennis racket. Where's her tennis racket?
You know, actually, I played it the first time in my life.
I like play tennis, but I'm not good in it.
I couldn't tell. You were so good.
Thank you.
Well,
I love
really
the acting in these movies.
No. Together. But
wow.
I'm all sweaty, so I'm going to go wash off.
Okay.
I'll see you later, Marcus.
Yeah, she's got a like a wife beater on super tight, too tight. And it's all wet from sweat.
Well, that's tennis attire, so I get it.
So she's going to take a shower. She's got a green blob on her butt. Just a little green blob.
What's the title of this one, Brandon? Like, what's the description?
I think this one's just called Lana Rhodes.
Wait, are they going to have us watch her whole shower?
I hope not. They show us sure sitting on the shitter tweeting away, too.
And that would really. I wonder how quickly can someone recover from a porn star taking a dump before they have action.
Guess what, guys? I gotta take a fart.
That's my boner.
Take a fart.
Oh yeah, he's playing with it.
Wait, she's coming back to the kitchen, guys.
What? Okay. But she's only got a towel, and he's still sitting there, fucking his tennis ball. What a dope. What?
What? Wait.
She dropped the towel and started grabbing his dong.
What's going on?
We're not actually related.
What? Oh, this is.
What?
You're wrong.
It is stepbrother stuff.
How about me?
It's all.
They all are.
I seen girls do this.
To stay by secret.
He's really reluctant, though. You can tell it's awkward as
hell. Hang on, let me just ask my boner. Oh, yeah, he's playing with it.
This is so awkward.
And here he is 5 minutes later.
Come back. Oh, fuck.
Yes. Oh.
Maybe
I don't think he's into this.
And want to live. He's going to get out of hand. I don't know, you know. It happens.
She's a little loud, isn't she?
Look how stupid that is. I'm just saying.
Just play about 5 more seconds.
That looks stupid. Look at that dude. I think he owns a Manscaped, by the way. Just saying.
Okay.
She's off the
clouds. Sounds a little fake to me.
Things go well, I might be showing her my O face. Oh. You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
Oh, me. Okay.
I know. If I had a pussy, it'd be wet as shit. I'd be like squirting.
Brandon, what was the word on Mia Khalifa? She made news yesterday because she got a. Was she trending or people are hashtagging her?
Well, everybody remembers Mia Khalifa as the. Well, she's. Let's see. She's the American Lebanese porn star who did like 10 pornos, just 10. Mm-hmm. But they've broken up those 10 photos into like 150 different videos. So you've probably seen her. She was a very, very, very top, highly ranked porn actress. However, everybody was very upset that she only got paid, you know, a couple of dollars.
$12,000, I think she made off her movies.
Yeah, which is kind of incredible considering she's had billions and billions of streams based off of her work. She's a very pretty girl.
$10,000.
She's taking the Lisa Ann route, and she's wanting to be a sports commentator.
Is she becoming a little high maintenance as a consumer of pop culture?
Yeah, I think she's a pain in the ass.
I keep seeing stories about her going, oh, okay, great, next.
There was a big push called, what was it called? It was like hashtag justice for Mia. And yes. I don't know if it came with a GoFundMe or something, but she raised enough funds to get a nose job. And so there's...
Oh, well, good for her.
Yeah, she was recovering from a nose job in the picture. But, it was like the whole world decided that she really should be paid for her great work. But I didn't know how much... She just got enough for a nose job?
Your new nose looks great.
No, it couldn't have been because the more I look into it now, she is worth $4 million. So I guess she is getting some residuals based on that stuff. She's also now a TikTok celebrity. And great. So
more TikTok celebrities.
She's now an influencer, so she's making money that way. The adult film stuff that she used to do, that's not bringing any coin
But that's how we know her. So in a way, she is making money off of it by being who she is, being an influencer.
By the way, are her observations on sports so outstanding that people really need to hear her analysis before they can make a bet or something?
I just know that...
Or is she just a chick that knows a little bit about sports?
Great question.
Let's see what pops up.
I haven't gobbled 1,000 cocks like you think I have. I was trying to impress you.
Oh, here's from I think it's the Mike Alta show, and it's only a 2-minute clip.
Wait, Mike Alta?
Yeah,
Tampa.
Okay, it appears that she has done some radio with him. Let's see how that
went. So we're
going
to welcome to the show now a young lady who is an avid sports fan. Now, it's not every day you get to have someone on who is an avid sports fan who was also at one point in time the number one ranked adult film star on Pornhub. Like that.
I don't think you know shit about sports.
Probably. Like, I remember I went to
that's not Mike Calta, by the way.
And Mary Carey was sitting two seats down from me.
Oh, she's nice.
And this was Mary Carey in her Mary Carey heyday. And she was screaming to Mario Kasum at the time, who played Fate Related Magic.
Mary Carey down her right.
Do you think Mia Khalifa's going to love this introduction?
He was ignoring her during the game.
It's going forever.
And I remember remarking to myself, wow, there seems to be quite the porn athlete connection here. Well, fast forward to a couple of years later, and you have the very active in sports and in the adult film community, Mia Khalifa, who was at one point in time the number one ranked porn star. Now,
your new nose looks great.
That into an enthusiasm for sports, where she speaks with a lot of passion and a lot of knowledge. Like, if you step to her,
will you let her
and
talk?
Try to argue
my
sports,
God, this is the longest intro ever.
So she's supporting her team, the Washington Capitals, against our team, the Tampa Bay Lightning, watching a hockey game like all of us have done.
She's a big hockey fan.
Huge hockey fan. And then out of nowhere, well, I guess out of somewhere, one of those damn pucks makes a beeline for Mia Khalifa's boob, and then it ruptures her implant. Do I have that right so far, Mia?
First of all, I was in the adult industry for 3 months, so you need to fucking fact check before you ask me to call into your shitty radio station. Goodbye.
Oh, hit the dump button.
Twice.
I... We weren't supposed to mention that she was ever in porn.
Wasn't she a bitch to us?
No, I don't recall talking to her. That was Lisa Ann.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
And I'm Lisa so glad Ann, you're
here. That didn't work out well, didn't it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
Is this really the best question that you came up with?
That was Lisa Ann.
We also had a bad one.
Why
with,
is she such a bitch to these guys?
She doesn't want to be known as a former adult actress, I guess.
Well,
that's
then
that's tricky though, because that's
probably get out of doing sports too.
Your new
in
nose
the media.
Looks great.
But that's how most
maybe get out of the media.
That's how
help.
Most people know her. And I told you the other day that she was just appeared on an episode of Rami, and the whole plot line was because she was a former adult star, so she wouldn't have had that.
Well, doesn't she have about 2 billion views of her porn?
Sure. Yeah.
So how would people not? I mean, that's the most significant thing she's done.
Yeah.
Do you have any other great interviews with her? I'd like to see another one, just to see if she's always that bitchy.
You're not ragging it, are you?
Oh, my God.
That
was brutal.
Imagine if he followed it up with that.
There's a whole bunch of different stuff about her telling her story for the first time and speaking out on the porn industry with BBC and stuff like that. Let me just see.
Well, okay, so did she not have
with BBC with a big blank?
No, that's...
The BBC, the network.
Okay, so she obviously had an issue and a problem, and I guess I understand that. But then again, that's part of her career.
What was her problem?
Well, I mean, just scrolling through what Brandon has up there, it sounds like she didn't like the world of porn.
No, well, I remember what I specifically remember when she
but
came
that's
out.
All
like
we
she,
know her
like
from.
She said,
that's what I mean.
She was only in the industry for 3 months. She only filmed like 10 movies, but they've been broken up so many times that there's a million different videos out there. Now, here's another thing.
Why
that
not
she's
change
done,
your
though.
Name?
Then but listen
just,
to what she
just be
did.
Judged on the your sports knowledge only.
If you go to Pornhub and check it out and do your research, because that's what it takes, you will notice that some of the adult films that she's done were kind of, she played an Islamic woman. So she would be in the veil and everything, yeah. The burqa, and then she would rip it off and bang. So she got a lot of threats from the Islamic State.
And a lot of downloads.
Exactly.
Can we see another interview with her? I want to hear.
Sure.
I want to hear how sportsy she is.
Well, I don't know if this is sports.
She's got headphones on. She's got a microphone in front of her.
So it's basically because she did the one movie with the hijab.
They walked in and gave me a script and told me what I would be wearing. And I said, you are going to get me killed.
Is this an interview?
That was my verbatim reaction. I looked the producer dead in the eyes and said that.
Bring up the volume a little bit.
It's cranked on my end.
The death threats were racking up. The entire Middle East was after me. Lebanon disowned me. My family disowned me.
Pause it for a sec. Why did she did she not have the this dead serious question? Did she not have the power to say no when she saw that script?
Like, apparently they stapled the hijab to her head. Come on, really?
I think
she gets off on this. I think she likes the attention. Let me hear a little more.
Just every Muslim on Twitter basically like coming after me with proverbial pitchforks. And this is where accountability comes in.
Is this an interview? Why is she the only one talking?
It's edited up.
Being 21 and moderately demure, I didn't know that I could speak up and say that.
That answers your question.
A picture of me onto
that's ridiculous.
Another person's body.
Is she upset that the BBC Radio 5 lied in the description wrote former porn star?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it says right there, sports broadcaster and former porn star. So I guess it just depends
on
how she feels at the time.
Yeah. No, I think the porn has been good for her.
Yeah.
But
I haven't gobbled 1,000 cocks like you think I have. I was trying to impress you.
If this is a real career, I just really don't read her sports analysis. Well, who does she do sports for?
Isn't she on radio in the D.C. area?
Yep, it looks like it.
What station?
I thought she's been doing that for a while. I could be wrong.
Maybe it was internet.
I
don't know.
Well, I'm glad she's happy.
Yeah, good for her.
I've seen girls do this.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let's see. I'm just trying to wrap up today. Was there anything else? Any other breaking news?
Carl Reiner died at 98. Everyone's very sad.
Rob Reiner is extremely sad.
Bentley and I were laughing because, the only one who could properly eulogize him is Larry King. And Larry King wrote, Jim sent me the tweet. Larry King wrote, Carl Reiner made the world a better place with his humor, wit, and generosity, talent, and kindness. He was a true American treasure. My sincere condolences to his wonderful children. And I wrote Jim back. I go, children, I saw that his granddaughter is 55. Isn't that a Jim Rice Jr. situation? He has great grandchildren in Larry King's giving condolences to his children who are got to be in their 70s.
Well, you know, it's Larry.
That just
to him,
odd.
They're children.
They're, they are. They're all kids.
Yeah. Oh, you see Jim Harbaugh's taking a 10% pay cut?
Yeah.
And
good.
Juwan Howard, too.
Good.
And all the staff making, they're making people making $50,000 take a pay cut?
10% as well.
Well, 10% of 50,000 is a bit more dramatic than 10% of, what does he make, $9 million?
Isn't Harbaugh taking another 10% cut in salaries? No, I saw Ward Manuel was saying they're going to be like a $29 million deficit.
How can they be so far in debt so quickly? They missed, a few basketball games? Big Ten tournament, no, NCAA.
Well, but they're going to miss. I think they're counting in his planning in the speech that he gave. I forgot who it was even to, but he means there's going to be no fall or winter schedule of sports.
I thought they were practicing for football.
Sure. There's no way they're playing college football, Drew. There's just no way.
Well, then shouldn't Harbaugh take 100% pay cut?
Yeah, pretty much. No, he should.
The player. Oh, maybe, the players. Maybe he I'm will. Sorry. The players aren't taking a pay cut because they don't make any money.
Yeah.
It's just really insane it's to me when they start talking about, we have a $29 million deficit. It's like, but you don't even pay your athletes.
Yeah.
So how does that work exactly? Because you have 100,000 people, 113,000 people.
Spending problems.
They pay all this money. They pay a license to buy the tickets, which, by the way, I've paid my license this year.
Yeah.
I don't think they've paid me back for that yet.
No, but you got to let them know.
Wait, when do I have to buy my tickets by?
That's up in the air right now. I will say they've done the right thing there, going, oh, okay, there's no deadline, because they know that it's a very slim chance that they're going
to. So why are they pretending?
There's
Is
no
hockey
going
to play? Is baseball going to play?
No, there's no way.
Then why are they pretending they're going to play?
If they do play, there's no way they finish. Because you know what's going to happen. I mean, what did the NHL have, 26 positive tests already? I think they named like 14 of them who it was. So there's been a lot of positive tests there. I don't see how, you know, when baseball starts up, they're going to have a bunch more.
But they're not going to touch the bases, so that'll probably keep them from getting it.
Sure. And I saw an NBA player, a big one just tested positive. Was it DeAndre Jordan? I can't remember who it was. Another one just tested positive.
Well, you know, if they're not going to be in a bubble.
No, it's dumb.
Forget it.
Which
just forget it.
Won.
Because those people, they go out, they party, they like to meet women, they, you know.
They have families.
Well, some of them do. I don't know. It's just funny to me that if professional sports are having these terrible problems, why would they still be pretending that amateur players are going to play?
They're not.
Yeah, they are. They're practicing.
No, and they can pretend it, but they're not. There's no way they're going to play.
Really?
You really think there's going to be a college football season?
Well, I thought they might play with no fans because the money is too much. I mean, if they don't play for this season, how much money in debt are they going to be after that?
Yeah, well, remember they're a nonprofit, so they'll make the money up somewhere, sometime.
Well, yeah, people probably. Well, they have a $12 billion endowment.
Yeah, but
how
not,
can you have a $12 billion endowment
does.
And say that you're in debt?
Yeah, not every school
they
has
just,
that.
Couldn't they just give the $30 million from the endowment and have a $11,970,000,000 endowment?
Couldn't they act like a real business and pay the players and run it?
Couldn't they not have a tuition increase and just take a little money out of the $12 billion endowment? I mean, honest to God, when Michigan State paid off the Larry Nassar people like that, I thought, well, fuck you. Why are you charging your students so much? You just have that much money laying around for Larry Nassar's victims. And I'm not knocking the victims. I'm just saying, if you have a $500 million laying around, then why don't you charge the students less?
That reminded me. Someone emailed and he said, hey, I heard you start to mention Athlete A on Netflix. Is it worth watching? Because I started mentioning it yesterday.
Yeah.
And that just reminded me, my two big takeaways from it is, number one, the NCAA at the end of the documentary, and I don't think this is spoiling anything, comes out as a positive. So that really says something when the NCAA is looked upon more positively than USA Gymnastics, because this one girl who was molested by Larry Nassar and didn't make the Olympic team ends up going to the University of Oklahoma, and she loves it that much more. And I'm like, God, there's something's really wrong with USA Gymnastics if the NCAA looks like a hero in this whole story. The other takeaway is that sport is just fucked up, man.
Oh no, it's a debacle. I don't personally.
This
you know,
girl.
You can say all you want about the Carolis and what assholes they are, and you know, giving these people body image problems and limiting their calories when they're, you know, 8, 10, 12 years old, and you know, just basically. They're slaves to the Carolis.
You can do it.
Well, I mean, aren't they really?
Well, not to mention, yeah, I mean, well, they had the control, and they wouldn't even let parents into the ranch. But
and
the Carolis knew.
How could
they
a parent send their kid to something where they're not allowed to be there, ever?
I know. I think it's weird. But it really hit me when the one girl was talking about, you know, Nassar, the genius in his molestation grooming, was that he was the nice guy. So a lot of the girls went to him because he was nice to them, where everybody else, you know, all the coaches were just mean and kind of assholes. But this girl's like, I knew he was molesting me because I went through physical therapy many times and that didn't happen. And I'm like, and I sit there going, you're 15 and you've been to physical therapy that many times to know that, that what's wrong with this sport? Why are these girls having to get so beat up and go to physical therapy and delay their periods for fucking decades?
I know they're professional athletes when they're 8.
It's insane.
And their parents want it. That's the amazing thing. And, you know, it's funny how...
It's insane.
The parents blame the Carolis and all these people, but you're their fucking parents, and you send them to a camp where they're not allowed to eat certain things, and they have to work out 14 hours a day, and, I mean, all this madness, and then it's like, those people are terrible! Well, yeah, they are terrible, but you're pretty terrible, too.
Yeah, I just can't believe that sport exists.
Yep. And it'll keep existing.
It's a good doc.
I started watching it last night, and I was getting kind of dreamweavery. I think I've seen too much.
Yeah, if there's not a murder, you're out.
Well, did you watch I'll Be Gone in the Dark?
I saw it.
What's that? What's that?
It's the
six-part series of Michelle McNamara and basically the East Area Rapist, the Golden State Killer.
Episode one is really about Michelle McNamara.
That's true. I had a couple takeaways.
I could see Drew really hating episode one.
Why?
Because it's a lot about Michelle McNamara and Patton Oswalt.
Oh, yeah. And she died, didn't she?
Spoiler alert! Yeah, she did. Yeah,
it's not a spoiler.
No, I know. I'm joking.
Well, why would I hate that? Just because I want to get to the good stuff?
I think so. Yeah. Because I know you'd rather just get into the murders.
Well, I mean, if it's a good backstory, I'm open to a good backstory.
Well, I thought the same thing, too, because as I was watching it at first, I'm like, oh, this is all about her, isn't it? But the more you kind of get into it, you realize how special of a writer she was. And I'm going to say this. I will say she was almost Pablo Escobar-esque, and she just got things done. And the reason I say that is there's tons of citizen detectives, you know, that try to solve things online.
Yeah.
Well, this is the girl, Michelle McNamara, Patton Oswalt's wife. This is the one who would take that information, put it all together, and get something done with it. But what I didn't like about the doc so far, we're only one episode deep, but they kept brushing past so many true crime stories that I'd never heard of, like Michael J. Devlin kidnapping all these boys.
I remember
when they assume that you know the whole story.
Right, and the Jenner Beach murders. I didn't know, so I had to keep stopping to Google those. And then here was my favorite part of episode one. This is not a spoiler, but basically what happened is when after the first 8 rapes in the East Area Rapist, they finally acknowledged it to the community. They had to. So they held a big press conference about crime. And this was the police officer saying, just get a security system and check out how easy security systems were in the 70s.
You can use a simple alarm system. Mount a bell device on the outside of your home. String some wires to a power source, then string the other set of wires right to a nightstand and have a toggle switch there. And if you ever hear the glass breaking, reach over on your nightstand and flip the switch. The bell goes off on the outside.
So that's the police.
Well, that's so easy.
The police are like, hey, but then you also have to hope that somebody hears that bell and thinks that something's going on and will go into your house to save you. It could be just the wind blowing the bell. So that whole what I like about it so far, it's called I'll Be Gone in the Dark, about, you know, the Golden State murder, who, by the way, he pled guilty today of 13 counts of murder.
Did you see it, by the way?
Looks like John Demjanjuk.
Did you?
He is the scariest looking dude.
Golden State Killer or Johnny Manion?
Well, Johnny D. Golden State Killer. Johnny D, not so much.
I was really mad.
Of course, Johnny D softens him up. That's why they nicknamed him that.
I was really mad that the Golden State Killer had a full face shield on.
Yes,
it was really annoying.
It's like, we knock it off.
You buy that from V. Stiviano? It's
like everybody else had
We're
on.
So worried about him getting COVID.
Exactly.
Really?
Yeah.
But I can't believe nobody knew more about that story.
What's the documentary called? It's on Netflix?
No, it's
on
HBO.
Oh. I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
I'll Be Gone in the Dark. Okay, I'm going to check that out. I finished Pablo, by the way.
Wow, it only took you 4 months.
No, oh my God.
How does it end?
It's a phenomenal story. I know. I was kind of excited to see him, you know, try to escape. He's got no one left. Everyone's after him. Everyone wants to kill him. And he's holed up in this crummy house. And the cops see him in the window on the phone. Actually, they didn't show it that way in the series. They showed the guy who was guarding him in the window. And it's like, wait, why are they running into the place? Because they saw the guy that's guarding him. Do they know that guy? Because I didn't think they did. But anyway,
so he had no friends or anything at the end? It was just by himself?
No, just him, pretty much, and his sister, and this one whore who...
I don't know what I'm doing! I'm so fucked here!
The first whore he ever banged. And by the way, spoiler alert, he kind of says goodbye to his wife and his daughter and his son. And then he demands that his son come over. So this guy goes and picks him up. You know, it's so dangerous, insane. Brings him over, and Pablo says, yeah, he's got your birthday present in the bedroom. And he goes in there. It's the whore Pablo.
Oh, nice.
Who's nailing.
Nice.
Who's incredibly
hot. She was actually
the
first person I felt comfortable enough around to let eat out my butt.
That's a great father.
I don't know what I'm doing, and everybody hates me.
That'd be great if he wasn't whimpering and crying at the end.
Oh, he is the biggest pussy when something happens to his family.
Shocked.
There was a big bomb outside of his house, Monaco. I think it's Monaco, yeah. And it's a building, actually, and they're in the top floor. And his daughter... her hearing in one ear is destroyed by this bomb. And he's like just bawling his eyes out. How dare they? How could they do that? It's like, you've killed
people.
Thousands of people, you asshole. And you're acting like the biggest pussy because your daughter lost her hearing. Jesus Christ.
Screaming, crying, and whimpering.
And his brother gets a mail bomb in jail. His brother turns himself in. That's really the end when his brother goes in. And his brother, next day, is opening. That was his package room. What's up? Boom!
You got mail.
Loses his eye, but he's still alive. God, there was a great... Wait, let me see if I can find it. His brother, Pellucci, in the series, his name's really Roberto, I think. He was Pablo's accountant, and he wrote a book. He's still alive. And he wrote a book about how they dealt with all the money, which is pretty fascinating.
I want to start a new account. And that's the way it is.
Wait, let me see. There was something amazing. Oh, yeah. I went into his Wikipedia, and I remember this from the book.
Take 6 to 7 business days to clear. Does that make sense?
They had so much fucking money that Roberto Escobar, the brother who's Pellucci in this, he had to spend $2,500 a month on rubber bands.
Oh, wow.
What a great problem to have. I know.
I wish I had a problem like that.
Yeah, it wasn't a problem. It was just, you know, it was just an expenditure. But, I mean, that's the kind of stuff they had to deal with.
Don't they have a Costco in Medellin?
Sure. I don't know. Not that I know of.
No, I don't think they had one then.
Probably not. But, yeah, and that book about Roberto Escobar's book was pretty good. Let me see if they mentioned the name of it in here.
Isn't there a book called Pablo's Account?
Who the hell is Eduardo Sanchez?
I don't think it's called... Is it called Pablo's Account?
Let me look it up.
Maybe
it is. I swear I thought there was a book called that.
It's My Brother Pablo Escobar is the name of the book. Oh, The Accountant's Story Inside the Violent World of the Medellin Cartel. That's by Roberto Escobar, too.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
I guess he didn't make
was
enough.
Was he a good accountant, or did he just get the job because he was his brother?
No, he wasn't that good of an accountant because
they lost. So he just got
the
job because he was his brother.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They lost hundreds of millions to dampness and rats and, you know, mold and.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, why did they call Ursi?
They had it under swimming pools and they had. Yeah, they should have called Ursi. You're right.
That's right. They probably forgot.
Ursi could have probably.
They put a pool on top of it, yeah.
They had houses where they drywalled money into the walls.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
I'm telling you, they get it done.
When was it ever going to be enough?
It's just his way of keeping track.
How much money did they need?
No, I know it was a pain in the ass because they had to keep getting new houses to put new money in.
I just think at some point you'd be like, yeah, that's enough money. I'm good.
No.
I'm retiring.
It never is. In fact, there were two guys that worked for, was it the Cali cartel?
Did they have to launder the money too, or is it?
Yeah, they did launder. He did launder money.
How'd they do it? I'm always fascinated.
They didn't get into that. And his wife, his widow, his poor widow, she got arrested for laundering money after he was dead. I know. I thought that was really funny. And
I've seen girls do this.
The poor wife, when Pablo is on his own and everyone's after him, they're going to nail him. There's no question they're going to nail him. And so he's trying to call all his connections and all his lawyers, and they're trying to, you know, who he just pays billions of dollars to, so they'll do anything. And they try to arrange for her to seek asylum in Germany. And she'd already tried to go to America, and the flight or the person at the desk, which I'm sure was a setup, she said, no, I must have both parents in order for the children to travel. So.
Yeah, because that didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well at all, did it?
So they find out that Pablo's arranged for her to go to Germany, and it's all cleared, apparently. And so then the president of Colombia calls Germany and says, yeah, when she gets there, would you turn her back around?
Wow.
Don't accept her. So she has to fly 38 hours in a plane.
Did they make Banger get on the next plane, too?
Pretty much.
That's insult to injury. She doesn't even get
a
hotel room.
Yes, with two kids.
So what did she end up doing?
I'm going to go ahead and go get married and get the fuck out of Dodge, then. I'm going to move to Malibu Beach, shave my pussy, learn to surf.
That's her. That's actual audio. I think she's in Argentina now or somewhere like that. But and the son has changed his name. The son's kind of a spoil sport. I mean, idolizes him growing up, and now he's like turned on his dad.
Wait, is that the one that got all the cars to match his Hot Wheels?
Yeah, yeah. And he's like bitching about his dad.
What a baby.
He killed 4,000 people. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but he got nine cars.
And he's rich now.
What have you done for me lately, Dad? Brett.
But, there's one point when the Cali cartel says, Pablo, we need to ask you a favor. We have two guys in our cartel, and they're disloyal, and they've been doing some work for you. And so, you know, if you could take them out, it'd really be helpful. And so Pablo's like, okay, I'll do it for $2 million. And so they think about it, and they're like, let's see. Let me think about that. And he goes, it's going to be $5 million any second now. And they go, okay, we'll give you $2 million. So they give Pablo $2 million. They kidnap these two guys, and before they kill them, they make them go through all their deeds to their homes, and they take one guy down to the friendly city employee who can change the deeds over, and they basically sign all the deeds over to Pablo for all their houses, and then they steal all their wives' jewelry, and you know, just basically have this guy at gunpoint. Okay, where you got? We know you have more money than this. And then they do the same thing to the other guy, take him down to the city hall, and he signs all his deeds over. He's got like eight houses.
It's gone. Just don't worry about it.
So they drain these guys of $8 million in addition to killing them for the $2 million. So for killing two guys, they got $10 million.
Wow, that's pretty good.
But that's Pablo. Pablo makes shit happen.
How much was it? $3 million?
Hey, are people upset about the Dream Cruise being killed?
No, they'll just cruise anyway.
That's what I figured. I mean, I don't even know what... That just means there's no corporate sponsorship and there's no...
it's a charity, isn't it? Isn't it technically a charity, so...
Yeah, the charity gets hurt.
But
I mean,
they couldn't sell any sponsorships. I mean, who would sponsor that? Because there's no.
Well, if you're going to say that everyone's going to die, nobody.
No, but I mean, the city's canceled all the official events. So where are you going to have an official event to sponsor? I guess on the road.
Well, I think you could probably make something happen that's reasonable. I mean, it just seems like
I'm heartbroken.
A cruise. Most of it is people in cars.
Are you heartbroken?
No, I'm not anything, because it's just going to go on like it always does. It's not going to be any different.
Well, I think there'll be a lot less people.
I don't think so. In their cars?
Might be normal traffic. Don't you think there'll be less people, though? Because you can't... maybe there'll be more in the cars.
I just think there'll be the same traffic as always, and I think people will sit in the medians, and they'll sit in the side of the road, and they'll watch. They're already doing it.
Yeah.
If you drive down Woodward on a Friday night or Saturday night, you will see people gathered looking at cars.
Sounds like a great one.
Got the hoods up. And it's like, fun. Oh, man, look at that incredible carpet. Oh, my God.
How exciting.
I know.
I'm going to go watch traffic.
And Mark Hackle.
I got a 426 Hemi in her. Three-quarter cams, nitro boosters. I can get her up to as good as 155. Never do, though, of course, unless I'm chasing a cute chick in a Ferrari.
Mark Hackel is demanding the state and the state of emergency, which is absolutely not going to happen because I just don't think it's going to happen. But
wait, what's anyway, he demanding?
He wants the state of emergency to be ended. He's ended in his county and says there's really no further need for it.
Fuck that shit.
Gretchen,
wait, what county is that, though?
Mark
the
Hackel?
Racist Macomb County.
Macomb County?
Named after racists.
And Gretchen went on and on today about, let's see.
Schools.
All it takes is one. I'm like, wait, all it takes is one. And she's telling people, just, you know, maybe have a friend over for the 4th of July, but don't have any big get-togethers.
There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. And there can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you. Mm-hmm. And you just need one to believe in you.
And of course, so she just mentions Harper's and, you know, all these.
Sure.
I guess East Lansing is now a hot spot for coronavirus. Although four people died yesterday, which is really, I mean, four people is four more than you want, but that's not a lot, is it?
The bad thing is it looks like hospital admissions are going up in the last four
but
to five
we don't
days.
Have nearly the numbers that we used to have in terms of getting getting the infection. So, so on and on about, it is up. I mean, of a sudden about, 10 days ago, it went boom up to 250 or something, and it was what were the numbers before? Like 100 or barely any?
Yeah.
I mean, it was really
I just don't
want
to have to shut down again. You already
hell no. I don't either.
Other states do it. Arizona for another 30 days.
But Arizona never shut down, did they?
They did. They just opened up in mid-May. It's most of these states had just, you know, they were shut down to some extent, and then they opened up, you know, they say too early.
Well, it's just interesting to hear her talking about it. It only takes one, and it's like, only takes one. Oh, it's seems like you could have been saying that a couple weeks ago, but it didn't only take one 2 weeks ago. I mean, I just hate it when, and I don't want to sound like I'm picking on the protesters, but it's just interesting that, you know, somebody goes to Harper's and it's worthy of mention, but you have protests every night in the street with thousands of people, and that's not worthy of mention. That's no
There's
surprise.
Some things worth getting COVID.
Exactly. But Gretchen will decide what they are. So, the schools. And I guess they're going to get $900 million. So they'll have the same amount of money to spend anyway after the feds drop the $900 million on them. And I don't know what they're going to do next year.
Well, they had a budget deal for next year already. The bipartisan agreement. They're taking some money out of the rainy day fund they announced. For legislation.
But that's all been replaced. That's all been replaced by the feds because they got $900 million from the feds.
In addition to that $900 million. So they got about wasn't it like $1.2 billion I thought I read?
Oh, is it $1.2 billion?
Yeah.
So well, they're still short a couple billion.
I guess I'm just shocked that there was an agreement in the state legislature to actually pass a budget that quick.
Yeah, I didn't know they passed a budget. What did they have to cut? What did they cut? You can hit the outro.
Nothing.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
Well, that's some interesting math.
maybe they all got jobs at Buddy's.
Yeah.
Maybe Buddy's is going to bail out the state.
Hall Financial Hotline is closing down.
I believe that some of his figures may be inaccurate.
And again, I apologize to the city or people that wanted to be part of the Lyft discounts to get into Royal Oak and to get home. But after the three COVID positive people at a club in Royal Oak, feeling is just wanting to make sure and put safety first. I don't think anybody really feels it's terribly unsafe, but it's a lot about appearances. And so better safe than sorry. So anyway, hopefully we'll come back to that. I don't know, what's Arts, Beats, and Eats would be in September, right? I guess that's off.
No way.
I haven't heard. I don't think it's been officially canceled, or has it?
Maybe they'll do it without fans.
Hey, just have the concerts?
Yeah.
Everybody can open their windows? Yeah, I wonder if they've announced, let's see, Arts. And I love Arts, Beats, and Eats, man. Damn it.
Yeah, the governor sucks. And lawmakers announced a plan to balance the state's 2020 budget. $1 billion in federal coronavirus relief money and the use of $350 million from the state's stabilization fund. That's the rainy day fund. But, you know.
Oh, so that was not reimbursed. I thought it was reimbursed by the feds.
Oh.
Okay.
So, hey, I'm just surprised that they had a deal. It's the other terms.
Well, that's 2020, though, so they've essentially settled the rest of 2020.
Their freeze on hiring by the state, that's going to save $490 million. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of other things in here.
I'll just trust them because they're worthy of trust. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
Mom, Dad, a 37-year-old that lives at home should pay rent.
It's great, Mark.
But I want airline miles or points.
I don't understand.
My rent would earn me airline miles, and with points I could upgrade to, like, grandma's room.
Like a rewards program.
Whatever.
Yeah, what does this look like, a Holiday Inn?
Mom, Dad, remember how my rent was earning me airline miles?
Yeah, that rewards program.
Scrap it. I'm not going anywhere.
Mark.
What I want now is merchandise, preferably brand name, and I've been kicking some numbers around, and I've already earned the television. That's going upstairs. Give me a hand with this, Dad, please. Dad.
You want brand name merchandise?
Yeah.
What does this look like, a Holiday Inn? Mark, why is Grandma eating off the ironing board?
Why not?
This is a kitchen table, not a desk.
It's both now, and Dad's got a schedule for that.
Dinner's at 11.
Ish.
Marky, go work in your room.
There's no desk up there, and I can't stay awake. I just get in bed, it's like, out.
Would you like a room with a nice big workspace?
Great.
What's this look like? A Holiday Inn?
Hey, Grandma. Mom.
The answer is no.
About?
No reward programs, no meeting rooms, no data ports, no.
Grandma. Pack my bags.
Mark, you're not going to move out.
Honey, what are you going to do? Move into the Holiday Inn?